There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I shall wake the warrior.
Smack my bitch up.
Oh, stop. Remember that little place where tequila is trocken?
Wake the warrior.
Yes. Mir ist egal, was der Wettermann sagt. Ich bin mit euch und es ist ein guter Tag. Der beste Podcast im Gebiet. Mr. Rap, Belasch und Mr. Beat.
Yes.
Und in der Luft liegt das Weed. Es geht los, let's have a party, babies.
Ey, warte mal, du hast doch gerade gesagt, du willst was Neues machen, nicht den Wettermann. Wo ist es?
Naja, du hast gesagt, du willst den Wettermann immer wegen haben. Jetzt habe ich den Wettermann gegeben. Jetzt fragst du, warum was Neues ist.
So ist es in Langwitz.
Ja.
Habe ich von euch abgeguckt. Aber heute ist wirklich gutes Wetter.
Er ist wie ein Skinhead in der U-Bahn. Er findet immer einen Grund zu stänkern.
Nein, überhaupt nicht. Wir müssen auf jeden Fall unsere Gäste erstmal willkommen heißen. Alles Coco bei euch, oder was?
Alles Coco. Coco Bananas.
Coco Bananas.
A couple of Tony Montanas. Yes, Mr. Beat, Mr. Rap, Captain B. Yes, baby.
Digga, wir sind seit ungefähr, warte, lass mich gucken, fast exakt 2 Minuten auf Sendung und wir haben noch keinen einzigen Gangster gesehen.
Oh,
was geht ab, Digga?
What's up?
Yeah, da sind wir, Alter. Willkommen zur Rap Show. Da sind wir, meine Damen.
Dieser Junge, ich will dir ein bisschen einführen, euch mal vorstellen, brauche ich gar nicht mehr.
Du willst Mr. einführen?
Jetzt denkst du wieder an diese Fäkaliensprache. Mensch, B, reduziere mich doch nicht immer auf meine perversen Abendsglüster, sondern ich wollte einfach mal sagen, Mr. Rap, ich check dich, hab dich so ein Jahr auf dem Schirm, ist richtig, wa? Seitdem bist du, seid ihr am Start?
Also erstes Video kam vielleicht so 1 Jahr, 3 Monate oder so.
Hier ist der undankbare Effekt. Mr. Rap kriegt Props. Mr. Beat macht genauso viel. Mr. Beats. Und ich sag nur Mr. Rap, nein, euch beide. Ich feiere das. Ihr macht diesen Gossip-Shit auch, wo ich eigentlich gar nichts mehr an Informationen ertragen kann. Mhm. Aber du machst es mit einem Lächeln. Du pushst den Podcast. Langwitz hat Liebe für dich. Kreuzberg hat Liebe für dich. Kreuzberg hat Liebe für dich. Langwitz hat Liebe für dich. Mr. Beats, Mr. Rap, Baby. Yes.
Dankeschön auch für die Einladung.
Ja, sehr schön, hier zu sein.
Podcast immer gepusht, damit wir mal eingeladen werden. Jetzt ist dann halt vorbei.
Es hat endlich geklappt. Ja. Wie fühlt es sich an? Wie groß ist die Ehre, hier zu sitzen?
Also, Herzklopfen ist da.
Ja. Mhm. Auf jeden Fall.
Das erste Mal tat's noch weh, das zweite Mal nicht mehr so sehr.
Was ist das?
So ein Heimatlied-Song
oder was?
Vergewaltiger-Hymne.
Ist dein Herz, Alter.
Nein, ist ein berühmter Heimatsong, oder? Kennt auch jeder von euch, oder?
Noch nie gehört, aber
klingt schön.
Nee. Scheiß Kanacken. Hype, Euphorie, Endorphine sprudeln. Gestern, heute nehme ich meinen Homie Mr. Rap und Mr. Beat. B feiere ich immer. Vorgestern war der Bruder Moses P. hier. Habe ich schon mal interviewt. Mit der Mucke bin ich aufgewachsen. Mhm. Und es war für mich damals schon Ritterschlag, ihn zu interviewen. Jetzt sind wir Homies. Er war im Podcast. Und heute Abend kommt M.O.P., einer meiner Lieblings-New Yorker Gruppen, auch in den Podcast.
Ach was.
Und stabil. Dann komme ich abends wieder in die Hood, sehe die Ärzte und habe schlechte Laune. Kann ich nicht hier übernachten? Freunde, wir sind live im Podcast. Ich sagte euch, Albträume werden wahr in meiner Welt, aber auch Träume. Wir haben die legendären Firing Squad Downtown Swingers M.O.P. Mashed Out Posse im Podcast, Baby. Und mir ist egal, was der Wettermann sagt. Ich bin mit euch und es ist ein guter Tag. An meiner rechten Seite mein Homie-Partner Belasch, der 187-Präsident. Mein kleiner Bruder seit Tag 1 Smokey als Dolmetscher. Weil ab siebte Klasse Schulverbot gibt's nicht viel Englisch. Gut, ihr wisst Bescheid. Let's start it. Thank you that you're here.
Thank you, brother.
It's an honor for me.
Thank you, man. It's our pleasure.
I grew up with your stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
I bite on my tongue when I see you perform. Well, it was very nice, very good show. Great show, was it? But I grew up with your music. My neighbor from us, a friend, he got shot 10 years ago. He was your biggest fan.
Oh,
we, my, some of my friends was tapes, and he recorded this shit. Some of your words, he fought shoot zurückspulen.
Explain.
He rewinded. That is
the things. He's very excited.
Yes, we love M.O.P.
How's he doing?
What?
You say your boy got shot, you didn't?
That was 2006.
Nee, er denkt, er ist noch am Leben.
Nee, he was shot, he's dead.
Oh, shit.
He's dead. He's dead.
Oh, man.
He's dead. Well, six, five in the body, one shot.
Okay.
Wow. But he loved M.O.P. And I think you, the time he laughed, he was with M.O.P.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Rest in peace to that brother.
Rest in peace to your brothers.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to my brothers, to our brothers.
Yeah.
But now taking good times.
Yes.
We're here. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Oh, der Arztkeeper mit ganz wenig Kenntnisse. Er schafft es nicht zu verstehen.
My heart speak, my tongue not so good.
Auf jeden Fall haben wir heute mal zur Abwechslung Leute am Start, die normalerweise über die Szene berichten und selbst nicht aktiv in der Szene teilgenommen haben. Ne?
Ja.
Was ja schon mal auf jeden Fall, denke ich mal, eine Besonderheit darstellt. Warum machen wir das?
Das ist Mr. Rap.
Erzähl mal.
Auch gespannt.
Ja, weißt du gar nicht, ne?
Nee.
Worauf hast du dich hier eingelassen?
Was passiert jetzt?
Was passiert jetzt? Jungs, kommt. Alles klar, abschließen, einmal dunkel machen. Das Ding ist halt so. Es gibt, neben Mr. Rap gibt es noch Leon Lovelock. So. Mhm. Und das war's dann auch schon. Aber jetzt nicht in Bezug auf, wer jetzt hier gerade Medien produziert, sondern wer diesen Podcast auf seiner Plattform selbst eine Plattform geboten hat, indem er einfach gesagt hat, ey, geht mal darauf, wie bei dir zum Beispiel, abonniert den Kanal von Boogie. Lovelock hat gesagt, dass er unseren Podcast halt sich immer reinzieht und es eigentlich sehr, sehr wenig von den Medien konsumiert, aber bei uns macht das, weißt du so? Deswegen, warte ganz kurz.
Ich glaube auch, wir sind immer die Alternative zu dem ganzen Schrott, wie eure Sendung, wa?
Digga, was ich damit sagen will, ist, unser Beweggrund, euch einzuladen, ist eigentlich sehr primitiv. Und zwar, ihr wart nett zu uns. So, weißt du so? Und das ist halt auf jeden Fall heute noch ganz viel wert, oder? Wo ist die Nettigkeit da draußen geblieben?
Where's the love?
Where's the love, Alter?
Where's the love?
Ja. Nee, sag mal, Mr. Rap und Mr. Beats, was haltet ihr davon?
Dass ihr uns eingeladen habt?
Nee, dass ihr die Einzigen seid, die über uns reden. Was ist da schiefgelaufen?
Ja, viele haben, glaube ich, so Platzhirschverhalten, ne? Keiner will irgendwie Props geben an Konkurrenten oder sowas. Obwohl ja eigentlich der Kuchen noch groß genug ist. Gerade bei Deutschrap, so Entertainment und sowas, könnte man sich alle gegenseitig verlinken, aber macht keiner.
Ja, vielleicht gibt es ja auch irgendwie die Angst, wenn man, keine Ahnung, euch Props gibt, dass man sich dadurch andere Türen verschließt oder so. Man weiß es ja nicht, ne?
Die bösen
kann ja auch sein.
Und man kann nur andere lieben, wenn man sich selber liebt. Und wenn ich so eine Scheiße machen würde wie die Konkurrenz, würde ich mich auch nicht lieben.
Richtig.
Ja. Dicker. So, Mr. Rap, müsste ich nur ganz kurz darum bitten, etwas näher ans Mikrofon ranzukommen, damit die Stimme auch schön Coco klingt. Ja.
So. Coco.
Das ist B's neues Wort. Ich kenne ja den ganzen Wortschatz von Onkel B, aber Coco kenne ich noch nicht.
Coco-Chick.
Mein Coco-Bärchen.
Coco-Bärchen. Coco.
Das kommt von Kodo eigentlich.
Von wem?
Kodo. Der hat irgendeinen Track, wo er das auch mal sagt.
Ach so, siehst du, guck mal. Das ist vielen Leuten, mir inklusive, manchmal gar nicht bewusst, wo diese Sachen herkommen, weil im Gegensatz zu euch konsumieren wir Leute, die aktiv, glaube ich, an der Sache teilnehmen, auch nicht so viel immer.
Ja, das ist richtig.
Das habe ich auch aus der Kampfsportwelt so mitbekommen, dass viele von unseren Kämpfern zum Beispiel sehr selten Kämpfe gucken, also viel seltener als Fans, weißt du so? Mhm. Und man ist ja selbst auch so quasi eingebunden in der Matrix und so weiter, aber es ist ja euch so, also man kann ja sagen, es ist ja euer Beruf quasi, dass ihr die ganze Zeit am Recherchieren seid und guckt, was läuft denn da in der Szene rum und so weiter. Wird das irgendwann nicht irgendwie ein bisschen anstrengend, dass man sich die ganze Zeit irgendwie reinziehen muss? Ich kann mir vorstellen, dass ihr beide wahrscheinlich 24 Stunden so Instagram von Rappern checken müsst und so. Was haben die jetzt gepostet? Was ist jetzt neu? Der Beef, der Gossip? Welche Single ist gerade draußen? Das ist schon viel, oder?
Hat man Zeit für YouPorn auch überhaupt noch?
Ja, da gibt es immer kurze 5 Minuten Pausen auf jeden Fall. Ja, also, nee, wird eigentlich nicht nervig. Das haben wir auch vorher schon immer gemacht. Also wir sind so richtig deep in diese ganze Deutschrap-Gossip drin und so. Und wir machen eigentlich, bringen nur das vor die Kamera, worüber wir uns eh und immer unterhalten.
Also. Genau, also im Prinzip machen wir eigentlich alles das, was wir sonst auch machen, nur dass wir dazu halt ein Video aufnehmen. Das ist eigentlich nicht.
He is a very big fan of M.O.P. We all grew up with your music. His English is not that good. My English is not perfect too, but the homie Smoke Dog here is
Smoke Dog.
Smokey.
He's like our insurance.
Okay, yeah. We call him Smokey. He was 11 when we smoked with him. We was OGs. We don't do that, but he was very tall, and we thought he's 16 like we us. Yes, and his father came from Inglewood.
They were like, pass that shit.
And your English perfect. I think it's better.
So I can hang out with the big guys and
yeah.
How'd that work out for you, Smokey? You still smoking, huh?
Yep. Well, not that often.
That's all right. It's all right. You like half your brain works. You're good.
I think I'm 7:30. You call always 7:30. It's for the crazy guys. Yes, me too.
Me too.
It's 7:30. I always, when I get to jail, they bring me from jail to the forensic. What means forensic? Crazy jail, Irrenknast.
Crazy jail. Oh, shit. That's because you play crazy. You play crazy, they go throw your ass in crazy jail.
That's what it
says?
That's what it
says? G-building, nigga.
It's not a rehab, it's a jail for the crazy guys or for the guys they gave by us forever alive when you take forever. Sicherheitsverwahrung.
Isn't it asylum or something?
Asylum. G-building.
Okay.
In Brooklyn, it's called the G-building.
Yes, we call it Bonnie's Ranch, baby. Bonnie's Ranch. G-building. Bonnie's Farm. Yes. MOP, baby. Any up.
Yeah. Like, welcome, MOP.
Yes, MOP, baby.
Legends of the game here at this table. So, like, we are like a German-based urban podcast.
We kind of figured that.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
But now the difference comes now. The difference is
rapper.
That we don't see this as an interview situation. We just try to like have a conversation, like a normal conversation between normal people, and the cameras are on. So that's the difference, because like he's in the game like 98 as an artist. Mm-hmm. I'm in the game since 2001 as an artist. Smokey, when did you start?
99.
So the people that come here, like from the German rap scene, they have big names and whatever, but we know them from back then. So this is like a friendly conversation between people that meet.
Also.
So this is the whole concept. So, but what I wanted to ask you guys is, like, this is maybe a stupid question for you, but have you guys listened to German rap music a lot? Do you know some artists or songs or videos or whatever?
Not so many. Not so many.
I know one or two. My wife put me on. She make me listen to some German raps. She make me listen to Cool Savage.
And my friend.
Yeah, he's big dope.
Friend. My brother.
Even though I don't understand what he's saying, I like his concept where he got a song like where he's using all the East Coast beat, all American hip hop beats. And he's switching up beats and doing different. Yeah, that was. I think the concept of that was crazy. Yeah. So
that is more about the feel of the record, right? So we don't really need to. I mean, it would be great if we could understand the language, but the feel of the record is what draws you in anyway. So
I mean, there was always the case with us. I mean, we never understood English in the first place when we started with hip hop.
But for me, when I start in the 80s with hip hop from the friends from my father, they listened to Rakim, Run DMC, Two Life Crew, Public Enemy, Ice-T.
Nice.
And then maybe some groups would go smaller at my brain. Kam ich schlechter, fand ich nicht mehr so gut, nachdem die Texte kannte. Aber Leute wie ihr, habe ich dann mit 18 die Texte verstanden, fand ich noch besser.
Genau, sag was. Sagte.
After, in the first place, when he listened to music, he didn't understood it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he, at certain type of music, or artists, and then we understood what they were singing about.
Right.
He didn't feel it anymore.
Right.
But with you guys, when he understood what you guys were rapping, he felt, you definitely
I get it.
Was down with you.
So 100%. Much knowledge. You guys break knowledge with a skit from little.
We're from New York. New York is a melting pot for all cultures, all kind of people. You know what I mean? So I could listen to Dominican music. Mm. I don't know what they're saying, but if you get a good feeling, you know what I mean? That's what mostly work, like Billy said. Mm. So it's mostly the feeling that you get from the energy or the delivery.
I think he's saying he actually
I love knowledge
once he was able to understand what some of these rappers are saying, like it's always been, it don't feel the same anymore. It's not the like what they rap is not the reality.
I get it.
It's all music has been like that. You know,
you never lose soul. I always listen to your albums. You never lose soul. Very nice. I'm not here bring your flowers with a voice. No, it's weird talk. You always make very motherfucking knowledge. You came to a small hood. You think it's all good. Then we jump out because we opt up no good. So 7:30. Your first, I listen to to how about some hardcore at mixtapes? Then I listened to the Frankie Cutlass mixtapes. There was a of the Eugene Wyatt. Can I get me Hope Tonight?
Yeah.
You kill that. Together with the guys from Lost Boys, Rest in Peace.
Yeah,
you kill every album you kill. But my favorite album, MOP album, is First Family.
Okay, all right. Okay. One of my favorites too. Good job. Long as you got
every is good. But that's, oh shit. Maybe it's a timer list. Boah. Shit.
Yeah. Well, it's real music from real people. Yes.
But Sparta, what you make with Sparta? He explained me what it means, fully blown. I'm not stupid. I know what in your mind. I feel it. Fully blown. You want to slavery, my people. Boah. MOP, man. Langford's kill for you. Langford's kill for you.
Yeah, you got that passion, man. I like that, brother. Oh, yeah. So yeah, man, we happy to be here, bro. And we happy to be able to provide you know what we provide for you, you know, directly to you and everybody else, whatever we give you guys.
I want to visit you guys. I met Fat Joe, I met Capone Noriega. I grew up with mostly was from New York. Also, our love from the South, rap a lot, I love it. And West Coast, I love it. Mm. But much East Coast, mostly part. And I want to travel for my third MTV Staffel.
Season
to MTV New York for history. They don't let me in because every German who was longer than 6 months in jail and got weapons don't have to go to America. So you see the other rappers with shooting helicopters in his videos all came to America. I don't can to go to America.
Well, I want to visit you.
You
the one that actually went to jail.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why you came.
One and a half.
You never been to New York.
No. Ich war noch niemals in New York. Ich war noch niemals auf Hawaii. Ging die durch
When you make it to New York, we got you, bro.
Thank you, bro. Yeah. Capone Noriega, I grew up too with the music.
Yeah.
It was when I met Capone, he makes the intro for my last solo album.
Yeah.
It was like a little child see Luke Skywalker. When was we were string together, the same, but there was drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You don't drink no more.
I can't. Now in this time I'm now, it's my time is too hard. And when I drink, I lose my brain and get aggressively. Not about you. Aggressive. We can make a good time. We drink. It's very nice. But maybe outside, I must take control. That's my destiny now. Right. Must take control. I was 20 years drunk, 20 years on cocaine. Now I feel high because I'm clean and smoke, baby.
Good job. Good job, brother. That's good, man. Good.
Get that man a drink right now.
Ihr seid aber auch mit Hip-Hop aufgewachsen, selbstverständlich. Darüber hatten wir uns, glaube ich, schon im Rap-Quiz unterhalten, war. Du hast angefangen als Fan, wie ich in den 80er Jahren, erstmal Konsument, ne? Und pumpst Mr. Beat auch?
Ganz früher, so, keine Ahnung, angefangen hat es mit Rockmusik, weil mein Vater ist Musiker, der spielt selber Schlagzeug und spielt immer noch in einer Band und so AC/DC und alles.
Yeah,
ne?
Thunder!
Genau.
Ah, Thunder!
Das hat man natürlich alles mitbekommen und damit ist man aufgewachsen, aber ja, als deutscher Hip-Hop dann sozusagen anfing oder alles angefangen hat zu wachsen, dann ging das dann auch los, dass man Hip-Hop gehört hat.
Ihr gehört auch zu einer Generation, ne, die wahrscheinlich nicht wie ich und Onkel B sehr vom Ami-Rap geprägt war. Ihr habt angefangen, als ihr euch für Rap interessiert habt, gab es ja schon eine Menge Deutschrap, ne? Mit welchen Namen seid ihr so gestartet? Macht ein bisschen Name-Dropping, Baby.
Ich glaube, mein erstes Lied war tatsächlich von Kool Savas. Neon Gelb oder so. Ich weiß, ich habe immer das Gefühl, dass das auf irgendeiner Bravo-Club-Hits-CD oder sowas drauf war. Kann ich mir eigentlich nicht vorstellen, aber so habe ich es mir abgespeichert.
Wie alt warst du ungefähr da?
Als du 6 warst?
Ja, wie?
6? Das war so 4. Klasse oder so.
4. Klasse, ne?
Ja. Und danach dann so, ich glaube, Bastard haben wir viel gepumpt.
Ja, also
Vorhang auf.
Genau. Also mein erstes Lied, was ich gehört habe im Deutschrap-Bereich, war MC Bastard, Horror-Rap. Nee, Vorhang auf hieß das, ne?
Ja, Vorhang auf. 2? Ich weiß auch nicht mehr.
Der war gestern bei mir. MC Bastard, das böse Kind.
Genau.
Zuerst beiß ich dein Bauervater. Ja. Dann verlab ich Hab und Rind. Der kleine Mann bringt den Tod. Deine Mutter frisst mein Schwanz. Dein Arsch kriegt mein Schrot.
Genau das.
Ja, immer. Ja. Okay, was mich immer voll.
Warte, wir haben den Beweis jetzt dafür, dass Jugendliche und Kinder, die mit Bastard seine Musik aufwachsen, trotzdem irgend noch was werden.
Ja.
Das hat damals ja echt keiner gedacht, ja, ne? Als wir die ersten Sachen von MC Bastard gehört haben. Dachten wir, er vergiftet jetzt erstmal das Weltkulturerbe, Digga. Jetzt ist erstmal komplett vorbei. Kann man was darüber sagen, was gestern passiert ist?
Ja, es haben ja viele mitbekommen. Es war halt viele negative Sachen halt um ihn rum, auch die ganzen letzten Jahre. Und seit einem Jahr habe ich das so beobachtet.
Ihr jetzt kurz gemacht, ihr hattet Beef miteinander, jeder weiß nicht Beef, aber Meinungsverschiedenheit unter Brüdern.
Naja, er hat mich einfach, sind Sachen passiert, über die ich mich geärgert habe. Wir haben uns gestern ausgesprochen. Man könnte sagen, er hat sich entschuldigt. Er ist halt, Pack schlägt sich, Pack verträgt sich. Ich denke, ich habe mir einfach gestern gesagt, mir verzeihen die Leute immer so viel. Ich verzeihe auch viel. MC Bastard, Baskrop, der kleine Mann.
Also jetzt auch wieder BC vereint, oder?
Naja, jetzt wieder Coco?
Ich rede von mir, er muss gucken, wie die anderen damit umgehen. Die müssen für sich sprechen.
Okay.
Noch kein Coco Jumbo.
Ey, weißt du, wo ich das Wort Coco kenne, Baby?
Wo denn?
Ich weiß, dass du manchmal, oder verwechsel ich dich mit unserem Homie, im Wrestling 80er, 90er Jahre, ein bisschen habe ich auch geguckt, es gab Coco the Birdman, der fiel mir die ganze Zeit nicht ein. Ein farbiger Catcher, der hatte immer einen Papagei auf der Schulter.
Oder Coco Chanel.
Coco Chanel.
Coco und Chanel.
Oder Coco auf Kombi.
Yeah. Aber ey, dieses Coco-Ding, weißt du, jetzt sagst du, das kommt von Kodo. Ich habe auch erst vor kurzem rausgefunden, dass der Spieß ändert sich von Jigsaw kommt.
Mhm.
Ja.
Yes.
Verrückt, oder? Ich habe es ungefähr 100 Mal selber nochmal als Witz irgendwo rausgeschmettert und wusste nicht, welcher Rapper es genau war. So, weißt du so? Weil es hat wirklich, glaube ich, ich habe es vor 2 Wochen erst rausbekommen. Wusstest du, dass der Spieß sich geändert hat?
Jetzt also ich muss ganz ehrlich sagen, ich habe Jigsaw interviewt vor einem Jahr gefühlt und habe dann auch seine Box bekommen und ich habe es echt bei meinem alten Auto, ich pump die CD, ich glaube, Peaky Blinders heißt das Album. Nee, wie heißt es? Das letzte Album mit der Box, wo auch die Machete drin war und die Anklageschrift. Und habt ihr das auf dem Schirm zufällig, wie das Album hieß?
Nee,
das ist ein starkes Album.
Ja.
Der kann gut spitten.
Ja,
kleine Mann spittet wild, Baby. Hat leider, glaube ich, ein bisschen viel Scheiß.
Du hast gar nichts mitbekommen, wa? Von diesem Spieß ändert sich. Nee. Du weißt gar nicht, wovon wir gerade reden, wa?
Ach, das ist für Spießer.
Digga, genau so sieht's aus, Digga. Findest du mal so geil, wie die Levels da sind, so, weißt du? Er hat gar keinen Plan, ich ein bisschen mehr, du ganz viel und du auch, weißt du so? Das ist halt so lustig, wenn dann die Leute so zueinander kommen. Es ist halt krass, weißt du so? Also ich find's wirklich krass, muss ich ganz ehrlich sagen. Ich kann mir das gar nicht vorstellen, was das für eine Arbeit sein muss, von morgens bis abends die ganze Zeit so Rap-Deutschland zu stalken und dann noch Content zu kreieren, machen und tun. Seid ihr so 2-Mann-Armee oder gibt's da noch mehr?
Ja, nur zu zweit eigentlich.
Nur genau. Zu zweit.
It takes two to tango.
I'm still a gangbanger, like you say. You control your destiny.
Oh, shit.
I know your tricks, baby. Give me power. And I'm very so, so proud. My fans say to me, I gave him power with my tricks. And I became power from tricks from guys like you. It's all good. Win-win. Allah's the greatest.
That's right. That's right. That's my guy, man. That's my guy right there. That's my guy right there. A lot of passion in that gentleman.
That must be a little bit is it strange for you to see like a German dude like him, but going through all that bullshit? It's definitely familiar for you guys where you come from, but on the other side, he's like Muslim too. You know, this is like a crazy mixture, right?
So he's like confused, you say?
No. He's not confused. Nah.
Maybe I'm loyal to the things who gave me power. Everything who gave me power, I'm loyal to.
That's it. Listen. You ever meet somebody? And you like, just their character reminds you of somebody that you knew growing up. He's familiar. We know him.
Yeah.
Before knowing you, we know you. Just meeting you right now, I already know you already.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're familiar. We're familiar with you.
Familiar?
The familiar is bekannt.
We know you.
Yeah.
I've seen you before. You know what I mean?
I know it from other hoods. When I get to Frankfurt, I know what you mean. I go to a crib, see the guys I never seen before. I know what part everything play, but it's the same my hood. Yeah. Just other names and other characters.
Right,
I know what
right.
you mean.
That's
the same.
Real recognized.
That's right.
You feel familiar. Real. You look familiar.
That's my man. Yeah. That's my other guy right there. He's from Brooklyn. You're from Brooklyn?
Greenville, Florida.
He's from Florida. He's from Florida. Oh,
Greenville, shit. Florida.
Greenville.
Shout out to Greenville.
Yeah. Yo, but you was born here, yeah?
Yeah.
Longford.
Okay. Born and raised here.
Okay. So what make you think you're from Greenville, Florida? I'm trying to figure that out. You said you was born and raised here. Huh?
My roots, my family, that's my... Right.
But you've been to Florida?
Yeah.
Okay, he said yeah.
Visiting.
Yeah, he do sound like, as soon as I heard him in the dress room, I was like, yeah.
Smokey every yeah.
Yeah, Smokey.
So you guys enjoying your stay in Germany?
Yeah, of course. We always enjoy Germany, man. This is not new for us, you know what I mean? Like, we've been, you know, yeah, we've been coming to Germany
your album
for a while.
How much album produced Snowgoons 2? The Snowgoons?
Snowgoons. What do you mean?
Is der feste Produzent? You always, you say, premiere at your show. I know you work with everybody, but now you work with the Snowgoons, yes?
Yeah.
Very nice. I love the Snowgoons. I'm like, we like Guru and Primo, always with Belash, but Snowgoons so good. I love the Anix production, your production. Yeah, yeah. And for my wife, she's rapper too, make Tango, but now he's Qualiteta. He was also with the Snowgoons. Very good guys. You take the best.
They're great.
Very great.
They're a great production team because they do it all.
I'm very proud for them.
I think that's what a production crew should do. Like, if it's five of us and we all make the same sounding beat, the same style of beat, how does that make sense? You know what I mean? So if you got a crew, like, everybody specializes in what they specialize in. You got some of the guys over the Snowgoons that they specialize in those bassy beats. Some of the guys specialize in just straightforward hip-hop. Some of the guys specialize in... Well, one of them or two of them specialize in that dramatic sound, that big dramatic sound that, you know what I mean, they got. So, shout out to Snowgoons, man. They definitely
Snow
do it up.
Snowgoons.
They definitely
Snow
do
goons.
It up.
Snowgoons.
Goons.
Some nigga dope.
I watched an interview with you guys, with the German cat, HipHop.de, and you were talking about, like, New York's identity, that it got a little lost or whatever. So... He asked you the current generation of New York MCs, like, there's always the talk that they don't have the sound no more that we all were familiar with when we thought about New York, like the boom bap era and whatever. So now it's very down south orientated when it comes to trap, what they call trap music, right? So I didn't have the feeling that you guys had a big problem with the way it progressed.
Hey, listen, we don't have a problem with nothing.
At all.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. You cannot tell people what to like.
That's
right. You can't tell people what to like. New York, we do have a sound. So when you say this New York sound, we expect boom bap.
Yes.
Now, when you say there's artists, younger artists that's coming up out of New York that's doing various kinds of music. Mm-hmm. Not only trap, they doing other shit.
Right.
They doing it all. Whatever works for them. Can't knock it.
That's
you
right.
Can't tell people what to like. But we know the fucking rules to this shit. And we do what we know how to do. We're not going to change that for nothing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's that.
I think the younger artists, the artist that come out today is doing what he's familiar with and what happened yesterday. So their old school is not our old school. You know what I mean? Their old school. The rapper that comes out today, his old school is Lil Wayne. His old school is, you know, Soulja Boy. So he just follows that. You know what I mean? And you can't knock him for it because that's what's working. And also, dude, like, we're talking about hip-hop, man. Like, it shouldn't be sitting in one place. You know what I mean? If it sat in one place, it would have never been here in Germany. You know what I mean? Possibly. It would have never been here. You know what I mean? We got to enjoy what's happening in hip-hop. You take the younger cats, like, we all are from these certain kind of urban areas where most of the kids, you know, if they don't play basketball, if they don't, you know, get a good job, which is hard to do, you know what I'm saying? Both is hard to do, so they need something else to do. So now, this hip-hop, regardless of what it sounds like, these young kids are now able to take care of their families and take care of themselves and you know what I'm saying? And move forward and progress in life. So we love hip-hop. Whatever it's doing, long as it keep going, everybody's happy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like this, though. Man, I almost respect it all. You know what I mean? But you got, it's not about the generations because you got young dudes. What's the young dude that you put me up on today? What's the dude from Connecticut?
Chris Webby.
Oh, Webby's my guy.
That little dude is nice as a motherfucker.
No, that's my guy.
And he represent our, not our generation, But he represents that. You can see that he came from our generation of hip hop. Mm-hmm. So you got some guys that get it, and you got some guys that just want to do this. They don't give a fuck about that. Mm-hmm. And that's what they do. That's what we do.
That's right.
That's the difference.
Well, you know, I look at it like this. I'm a human being first. I'm an artist, right? I love rap music. I love hip hop, but I really love my people more. So as long as my people are able to survive, take care of their families, keep their nose clean, and not have to wash their back, I love it. I don't give a fuck if I don't like the record, if I never heard it. If you're making money, you're keeping your nose clean, you're not in jail, you're not hurting nobody, you're taking care of your family, I love it. And we owe all that to hip-hop. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Kneif mich, also ich bin im Traum.
That's what I said.
It's a hip-hop dream. He must make me that I wake up. If I'm dreaming.
I mean, this whole hip-hop discussion about like the new sound or the old sound or the new generation or the old generation, I mean, this is something that is happening here too. I mean, we had something going on with like Busy Bone and the Migos and whatever. There was like old generation, new generation stuff. Yeah. And we never tried to think in these terms, you know? So, because this is like a fabricated conversation for me, because there's no old and new for me. No, so sure. That's always like dope and not dope. I mean, that's the only thing for
you
us.
You know what's crazy? Miley Cyrus shares the stage with Madonna. Everybody makes money. The fans are happy.
Yeah, you're right.
Everybody's good. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know, Justin Bieber is on the stage with fucking Elton John. They share the stage together.
I was at the stage with David Hasselhoff.
See what I'm saying?
6 months ago.
See?
My best money I ever get. I've been looking for free. I rap gangster. I still gangster.
Right.
Like, I think MOP can rap with everybody. You still be a gangster. Pun make remixes with Ricky Martin. I love that shit.
Yeah. Do what the fuck you do.
Yeah. Do what works. So it's, I mean, with hip hop, I think we do it ourselves. Like, we segregate it, which, you know what I mean? We segregated ourselves. Like, the older cats don't want to deal with the younger cats because we like, it's this kind of music or that kind of music. Or the younger cats don't want to deal with the older cats because they're older cats. So, inside,
it just got to work.
Yeah, but it's Fitna in Berlin, Fitna.
But inside, what it all is doing is just bringing the culture down, you know what I mean? Or keeping it at bay. You know what I mean?
Because they separate us.
Right, because even though you'll find rap artists that sell more records than some country artists, still the country artist gets all the bigger awards or get the biggest look possible, and the rap artist gets this bad rap. We're still stuck with this bad rap because of whatever. So we're not letting ourselves grow, you know what I mean? Segregating it amongst ourselves, which I think is the stupidest shit in the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What makes the thing even more funny to me is like this Busy Bone and Migos thing just showed that this is something that the Bone Thugs and Harmony, from my opinion, created. You know,
let me tell you something.
I mean,
I love Bone Thugs and Harmony.
They're nuts. They're nuts.
Them niggas bad as a motherfucker.
Them motherfuckers crazy.
I don't give a fuck. Bone Thugs and Harmony. I love reggae music, right? I use reggae music to get away from hip hop, but I still get the same energy. Bone Thugs and Harmony was hip hop, but they had their own fucking shit.
Yeah.
You got me?
Nuts.
Now Migos took it to another level. So you know what I mean? They did their own thing. But I don't think you can't even incorporate them in the same conversation.
Also, als wir angefangen haben vor einem Jahr, dachten wir nicht, dass es überhaupt so hoch geht, quasi. Jetzt ist es ja doch so, 100.000 sind doch relativ schnell geknackt, aber am Anfang dachte man auch, okay, wenn wir die 100.000 Abonnenten haben, dann läuft man nur noch mit einem Grinsen rum und hat ausgesorgt und sowas. So ist dann natürlich auch nicht. Im Moment ist so ein bisschen Stagnation drin und keine Ahnung.
Wirklich, das kommt mir gar nicht so vor. Es kommt mir so vor, als wenn du immer größer wirst, Digga.
Nee, im Moment.
Wie Stagnation?
Hält sich alles so. Also Abonnenten wachsen, Aufrufe bleiben gleich, Geld auch, keine Ahnung.
Ach so, okay.
Alles bleibt gerade alles so auf dem gleichen Level, kann man sagen. Ja.
Okay, verstehe. Digga, dafür muss ich das
machen. Mit was für einer Attitüde habt ihr das gestartet? Ich sag immer, Ende der 90er haben wir diese Bassbox-Tapes gestartet, einfach mal.
Protein.
Oh, Protein, Schoko. Koko, Schoko.
Ja, durch die Maske.
Ja.
Vielleicht sieht's gut aus.
Wir haben ja
mal Lippenstift.
Die Bassbox-Arzt und so, mein Umfeld, haben ja so mit der Attitüde gestartet. Wir machen erstmal Tapes für den Hood. Keinem war klar, dass das mal so viele Leute erreicht, ja. Wie seid ihr da vorangegangen? Habt ihr schon gleich von Anfang an geplant, ey, wir starten hier was so für ganz Deutschrap, oder war es erstmal auch eher mehr so ein Joke für den Kreis oder so?
Wir hatten jetzt nicht so große Visionen, wir hatten einfach Bock, irgendwas Filmisches, Kreatives so zu machen, und Deutschrap ist halt so quasi die eigene, einzige Leidenschaft, die wir haben. Ja. Und dann muss das irgendwie so sein, ne?
Ja.
War bei mir auch so, ich hab gesagt, Arme zu kurz für den Boxer, Puller zu kurz für den Pornostar, wäre ich Moderator und Rapper, baby, baby.
Also gerade im Deutschrap-Bereich, ich gucke eigentlich nicht viel andere Entertainment-Sachen als Deutschrap, so auch da. Und da ist es eigentlich, gerade weil es halt viele Formate so einfach echter sind als jetzt irgendwie, was weiß ich, DSDS oder irgendwelche andere Schrott, so. Man hat Gefühl, da ist vielleicht ein Kern Wahrheit immer noch drin, und da zeigen die Leute ein bisschen mehr, wer sie wirklich sind. Das ist eigentlich das.
Ja, und wenn es dann vielleicht in so eine Richtung geht, wo man dann irgendwie, weiß ich nicht, offensichtlich sieht oder merkt, dass sich, weiß ich nicht, Menschen verstellen oder irgendwie schauspielerisch da irgendwie, weiß ich nicht, irgendwie anderen Mensch abgeben oder so, das merkt man manchmal auch ziemlich schnell, dann wirkt das auch sehr, ja, unsympathisch.
Also da meinst du mich, weil ich bin eigentlich sehr aggressiv, gewalttätig und schlecht gelaunt. Sobald ich vor der Kamera bin, habe ich gute Laune, weil ich sehe Mr. Rap, Belash und Mr. Beats, Baby.
Ja, gerade behind the scenes wurden wir noch unterdrückt, ne? Und jetzt auf einmal machst du hier so.
Ja, nee, aber ich will was vom B wissen. Da, was sagst du denn von der Idee mit den Clown? Heute meinte Homie Frauenarzt, dass die lustigsten Leute auch am traurigsten sind. So eine Clown-Geschichte. Glaubt ihr das? Mit den Clowns? Vielleicht ist Mr. Rap ja gar nicht so lustig, ist ja eigentlich traurig, weil er so mega witzig ist. War eine krasse Theorie von Onkel Arzt. Mal in den Raum geworfen.
Ich glaube, nicht bei allen ist das so, aber man kennt das auf jeden Fall so. Auch mal ein paar Kollegen gehabt, die dann, wenn sie irgendwie mehr Scheiß erlebt hatten, sind sie draußen noch mehr aufgedreht und haben noch mehr Sachen gemacht, über die man sich kaputt lachen konnte. So. Also irgendwas ist bestimmt dran.
Was hast du nur für Vorbilder gehabt? So, hast du Stand-Up-Comedy gerne geguckt oder irgendwelche anderen Sachen außer Boogie?
Außer Boogie? Also ich eigentlich 24-7 nur Boogie. Nee, Stand-Up. Und ich habe noch nicht mal eigentlich so, das hat sich alles so entwickelt. Die ersten Folgen sind auch gar nicht so eine funny oder sowas. Aber irgendwie haben wir dann auch gecheckt, ja, okay, ist auch ziemlich langweilig, wenn man das einfach nur runterrattert. So. Und dann einfach ein bisschen locker gemacht. So. Und es kam dann mit der Zeit einfach rein. Hätte ich jetzt auch vor anderthalb Jahren nicht gesagt, ey, ich glaube, ich kann ganz lustig sein vor der Kamera oder so.
Trotzdem, finde ich, gehst du mit einem guten Respekt mit allen um, jetzt ohne jetzt zu heucheln. Du machst das trotzdem, hast mich ja auch schon mal auf den Schirm genommen und B, aber so immer positiv, lo, ich peile das voll. Aber auch so, wenn du skeptisch so reagierst, machst du es auch so mit einem gewissen Respekt.
Ja, also ich hasse auch dieses, wenn dann irgendwelche Journalisten da aus irgendwelchen Tageszeitungen dann Deutschrap erwähnen, das ist immer so von oben herab ganz irgendwie. Krass. Kann ich gar nicht ab.
Da werde ich wie Moses P. bei Raab. Bam!
Er hat eine Kopfnuss gegeben, glaube ich, wa?
Also Kopfnuss, glaube ich, auch.
Ja, ich glaube schon.
Das hast du sogar angesprochen. Bela sagte so, wir interessieren sich in Berlin nur für die Fitner.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy because the fans, before everybody's eyes were stuck on the internet, the fans always said this. But you didn't go and look to see it. So it shouldn't even fucking matter. Like, you got fans that like this artist more than they like that artist. But just because it's on the internet, you feel like, oh, I'm a little bit embarrassed about it. So what? Yeah. If nobody say it, it's still gonna feel the way they feel. Tie him up, put him in the basement, gag him, put a fucking gag in his mouth. He's still gonna feel like you're not the greatest. So what the fuck's gonna change? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So leave it alone and keep moving.
Yeah, with that Migos thing, it was about like being successful too, because they said something to the old generation.
Bone Thugs and Harmony was successful, bro.
Yeah, they were.
And Migos is very successful.
Yeah, listen.
This era and this is this era. Right. What the fuck is the problem?
Yeah, there was a time where Crazy Bone had 10 of the same cars, just all different colors. I think it was pretty successful. Yeah. With a big ass house.
I think one can't knock the other, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
I've also part act by Bone, very great acts. I grew up for the sound too.
Yeah,
when I want to chill, I listen to Bone. Came down. Yeah. Oh. Well, see you at the crossroads. Tell me what you gonna do. Yeah. Yes, baby.
Yeah, 10 million in one
but
album.
But respect for street life. I cry to a song oft.
Yeah.
Street life.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, well, baby.
Thank you, brother.
Yes.
Thank you, brother. What I wanted to say with that subject, excuse me, but I think the way Bone, Dogs and Harmony started that
rapping style of their own. I mean, with those triplets and with singing, including with rapping and whatever. This is the same stuff that I hear in the radio today very
right.
often.
This is R&B like, songs, right?
Those new generation of rap cats, they're using autotune and they're rapping
and
with these triplets.
I mean...
Yeah? But from the artist. The originator of that style for me.
It doesn't even matter. From the artist in me, I like the way Bone Thugs did it, right? Yeah. Nowadays, kids want to hear auto-tunes. So mm-hmm. Migos or whoever it is, they use auto-tunes. We can't knock nobody for anything, bro.
That's what they do.
And I'm absolutely sure, I don't know off the top of my head, but maybe someone else did the same kind of record that we know Bone Thugs and Harmony for before Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying? So, but when Bone came, they owned
everybody
it. We appreciate it.
I think I know. They say some crews are the sag mal, manche sagen, es waren die schlimmsten Crews, aber ich sag,
zum Beispiel,
da gab es keine Handykameras.
Crucial.
Da warst du auch weg, wenn die alte beschissen hast.
But they were saying like they was kind of comparing each other.
I was in the 90s active, like some guy, we don't have handy cams. When everybody had a cam, it was very, he had a cam. Mm-hmm. And
it's not just about the speed rap, man, because when it comes to speed rap, Bone Thugs and them had it, but they had their own little, they ad-libs and they fucking harmonies over around it.
Dope.
That was their own shit. Other people did speed rap. You got niggas like Jazzo did that. Jazzo did speed rap since way back.
Jazzo, and he showed Jay-Z.
What do you mean, little fame?
Look,
feet
and he
rap?
Gave that to
what
Jay-Z.
You made the word, please repeat the word. Feet rap? Feet?
Speed rap.
Speed rap. Thank
Fast
you, speed.
Rap.
Thank you, thank you. Speed. Yes, I know, speed.
Yeah.
Jazzo is a guy from Brooklyn that was down with Jay-Z. That's Jay-Z people.
That's Jay-Z. Yeah, that's Jazzo. Jazzo handed it to Jay-Z. Jay-Z and Original Flavor, right? Original Flavor, Ski and Tone.
Jazzo was a...
And like, then he started moving it around like that. So
yeah, he was nice. I'm talking not even on a slow beat, just a regular beat. Just fucking a regular rap beat.
Yeah.
Just
amazing.
Just double time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah,
crazy.
Jazzo was dope.
And Jay, you could hear Jay get it from him. Jay, what? It's not Bahamas. Like,
And he was world famous, too.
Jazzo was nuts.
Jazzo was also nuts. A great producer. You know what I mean? But we could stick there and say, yo, it started with Jazzo. No, someone inspired Jazzo to do that shit. You know what I mean?
So,
You know what I mean?
Look, Grandmaster Cass, all the way back.
Ich hätte mal vorhin eine Frage, weil bei mir und Bela weiß man das ja, wir sind Paten, aber manchmal haben wir verschiedene Ansichten, so, nicht nur Sexualpraktiken, jetzt mal ganz ernst. Bei dir, Mr. Beast, mir ist vollkommen bewusst, dass für das Mr. Rap, Rap-Check, ne?
Rap-Show.
Mr. Rap, Rap-Show habe ich nicht gefickt. Ich guck's immer, du weißt, Digga. So geht's mir bei den Weiber, krieg mal Backpfeifen. Nathalie, ich bin nicht Nathalie. Okay, ey, so auf jeden Fall, Rap-Show habt ihr beide aufgebaut, aber dann oft, manchmal hast du ja schon, kann man schon eine Meinung raushören, auf jeden Fall, mit wie du das Problem, diese Sache angehst, sieht man schon ein bisschen, was in die Richtung geht. Hat da Mr. Beats auch, also seid ihr auch meistens so, tüftet ihr auch gemeinsam das Thema raus oder ist mehr Mr. Rap so das, der kreative Part und du bist mehr der Kameramann? Wir sind ja beides.
Also neuerdings machen wir das so, dass wir die News auch zusammen raussuchen, ne? Dass wir zusammen uns hinsetzen und schauen, was interessant ist, was nicht so interessant ist. Und das hat auch ein bisschen was mit der Zeit zu tun, die man jetzt mehr hat zusammen. Also man kann öfter jetzt zusammen arbeiten. Und es gab aber auch Zeiten, wo wir so ein bisschen, ich sag mal, in getrennten Räumen zusammengearbeitet haben, dann trotzdem immer noch. Und da gab es auch Phasen, wo Mr. Rap dann zum Beispiel als Einzelperson dann die News rausgesucht hat und ich das dann am Ende beim Videoschneiden gesehen habe und so. Und also es gibt aber irgendwie es gab keinen Fall bisher, wo ich gesagt habe, so hier, das hättest du so nicht sagen sollen oder das stehe ich nicht hinter oder so. Das gab es bisher noch nicht.
B, bist du der Dribbler? Nein.
Blockmonster. Aber er ist ja auch Blockmonster. Also ist er Blockmonster und der Dribbler.
Ich war früher auch Sido übrigens.
Bist du, jetzt passt schon wieder.
Auch diese Sache mit Blockmonster, wo du einen auf mich geleakt hast, da haben mir auch so viele Leute geschrieben. Ne? Da ist richtig der Beef losgegangen.
Ja, einfach so lustig.
Beef mit wem?
Ja, wir beide. Weil die nicht wussten, dass Dings Blockmonster ist. Und dann.
Eigentlich hättest du sagen müssen, es gibt kein Battle.
I'm not afraid to say it. I'm a fan of fucking music, great artist. That's you it. Know what I mean?
Yeah,
I represent that.
As long as you can feel it.
Hey.
As long as you can feel it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's the main
That's
thing,
all bro. About.
Because that's what I believe maybe unconsciously, whoever came up with the concept of beating on the drum and singing at the same time, unconsciously, it was designed to help you set your mold. Mm-hmm. Whether you're upset, whether you're sad, whether you're happy, whether you're whatever you're going through. You know what I'm saying? Medicine. You want to dance, you want to have fun, whatever. Yeah. That's what music is about. It's about the feeling or helping you get into the mood of whatever feeling you, you know, you need to have for that time. So nobody owns it, man. Nobody should feel any way about, you know, or this guy sounds like this guy, that guy sounds like that guy. If you really want to be honest, like in our rap era, before we came out, everybody sounded different. Yeah. There was only about 10 rappers in the entire world, though, right? That we all knew of. There was only about 10 of them. But if you go way back, Motown had a sound, right? Before Motown, there was this doo-wop shit. All of them sound kind of alike. They all kind of had the same feel. It's the same shit over and over again. So nobody should be mad at nobody. Go out there and get your fucking money, take care of your family. Stack that money, get you some other businesses going because this shit gonna die for you soon. And then we'll let the new blood in and we'll keep going and keep going. You know what I'm saying? I really think it's more about the respect or somebody feeling disrespected. It ain't got nothing to do with the music. You know what I mean? It don't got shit to do with the music. It's the respect. Yeah.
That's right.
It's the respect. You should respect me because I came here before you. Or the younger guy's going, you should respect me because I'm here now, so fuck you. You know what I'm saying? So fuck you. This is my motherfucking house right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some niggas are now, new niggas get more money than the older guys get. So they get money, they get jealous.
Yeah, but that's with everything, right? Like
basketball.
Yeah.
Right, that's with everything.
Yeah.
But it's always still cool because the price of living moves too, right? So when you wasn't making so much money, the price of living was low. You know what I'm saying? When you wasn't making so much money, the price of living was low. Mm-hmm. Now you need to make a shitload of money because the price of living is high. So it all evens out, right? You're just as broke as I was when I was broke. You know what I'm saying? So it's all the same shit, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? People just got to get out of their fucking feelings, man. Like, I don't really owe you no... You know, I owe you respect because you didn't respect me, but you don't hand me no disrespect because I didn't disrespect you. You know what I'm saying? And then think about it as a culture. Stop being so selfish. Think about it as a culture. Mm-hmm. Like, we want to keep this culture going. Yeah. Like, what happens if fucking hip-hop actually stayed in the Bronx, right? Like, it never swung down to Brooklyn or it never went to Queens, never, you know, moved around in Harlem, never came across seas to Germany or went to fucking Switzerland or France or none of these places. We would all be working at a fucking corner store, right? We'd all be over there working at Walmart or some shit. This wouldn't be happening, so then we wouldn't have nothing to talk about.
I always say I thank God for hip-hop.
That's right. It's a big deal.
Big deal.
It's a big deal, man.
Very nice. People came together, come together.
Save lives. They put the... the bad
even
shit.
A future, a perspective, a view.
Mm-hmm. They put the bad shit on it, though, like if something happens. And God, you know, there was a young artist that was murdered today, too. Pop Smoke out of Brooklyn, from our borough.
Rest in peace.
But they put the bad things on hip-hop. Like, someone was murdered whenever about hip-hop. Someone got shot in a club about hip-hop. But hip-hop have... If you take the major league baseball teams or sports franchises, you take all the big tech companies, you take, you know, all these big major corporations, collectively, right, they haven't saved more people or generated more income in the urban communities than hip-hop alone. Like, you know what I'm saying? So we got all these fucking tech people and all of these big companies. You motherfuckers ain't giving no money down here. So hip-hop is taking care of a lot of people, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So there's bad things that happen. I wouldn't call it in hip-hop, but, you know, some things happen at clubs.
Yep.
It could be a fucking jazz club. Right. It could be a fucking, you know what I'm saying? It could be Madonna's show.
Yeah.
But when it's hip-hop, it's like, oh, my God. If he wasn't there or if this rapper wasn't there, this wouldn't have happened. So what the fuck happened with all of these people got beat the fuck up at Madonna's concert or what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Was that Madonna's fault? Was that pop music's fault? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's just like biker gangs here.
Right.
You know, the biker gangs here, they dominate the like the street culture. I mean, they're like foreigners. This is like foreigner ghettos from the old day when the Turkish people came here just to work and rebuild everything after the Second World War when everything was bombed. So they needed cheap workers. So the Turkish people came here. And they created some sort of ghettos. Like there were 70% Turkish people and only 30% German people in one district. So it was like that in the 70s and in the 80s. Okay. So the like gang crime and whatever came from those places. And there was always like a really big scene of biker gangs here, like Hell's Angels and whatever. So there's no way of association like with biker gangs when rock and roll people die with shootings and whatever.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Something just happened, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Got nothing to do
I'm
with
very angry about that. I'm very angry about that, Lil Fame and Billy, because I hate racism. We hate that. We hate that. Yeah. And they always done, they put lyrics, you know, they don't see the whole context, just the lyrics, some slang word, and say, oh, that's against women, that's against them or them, that's so bad. And always look at the bad Beispiele.
They're just picking out what they want.
I got you.
Of course.
And the similarities with the rap styles with back in the days and now, that's what we talked before. It's like the same thing. There's no need to have like conflicts over that.
No.
This is like the Bible and Islam. This is what goes on here on the streets of Germany a lot because there's a lot of Middle Eastern people like me.
Right.
So we have these conflicts with like Islam versus Judea Christianity. So, but they are the same people. I mean, it's Abraham there and it's Abraham there. I mean, it's we just call him Ibrahim and you call him Abraham, but it's the same guy, you know?
Right.
So we call him Isa and they call him Jesus, but it's the same guy, you know?
Right.
So there's more similarities than differences, but people concentrate on the differences too much. So it's the same thing with hip-hop, maybe.
Well, it don't make sense for people individually, like, to agree with each other. Like, how does that, we're not really getting forward if we, like, we need conflict. This is what people feel. Like, we need, I need to have conflict with you so you can pay attention to.
They hate and we came together. They hate.
So you can pay attention to what I'm doing because I'm just talking about this man creating an issue. Now you're paying attention to me, so now my status goes up and I get all the followers and people
and they earn money in between all that shit.
Right.
Somebody's earning money off of that.
Right.
And be the voice for the people. Them people.
Yeah, yeah. It has, I mean, the negative side of hip-hop has nothing to do with the music. Mm-hmm. It's all egos, bro. It's all egos, man.
I say it every time, every time I say it.
There's not a negative side of hip-hop, man.
No,
hip-hop,
no,
man,
no.
Hip-hop. What would the world be without fucking hip-hop music?
Right.
That's positive itself. Like, you're going to get bullshit that come along with it. What would the, that's all positive. That was all positive.
No, but when they try to pin the negative shit on hip hop, it has nothing to do with the music. It's all about someone else's ego.
Or the culture, or that's the lifestyle, or the.
Right.
It just, hip hop was all positive, always.
Yeah. It started positive.
Started as a party culture, right?
Yeah, just in the street, man. Like, the younger kids had nothing to do. See, like, where we grew up at, there wasn't like a lot of parks and shit, and we, you know, there was not a lot of money and shit, so we couldn't go out to eat and go hang out in other places. So they decided, you know what, we want to have some fun. We have some fun. We put these big ass speakers that's this fucking big in the middle of the street. We'll bring our shit out. We'll plug our cord up into the pole, into the light pole, get us some power. Now we rocking. That's it. Let's have fun. That's it. That's where it came from.
Life was easy back then in those areas, right?
Yeah, I don't think it was easy. It was easier, but it was it definitely wasn't easy, bro.
It was new and fresh, and everything was like a newborn child. Fresh, I mean,
yeah.
Nobody knew how it would work out or how it developed, but I mean, it reached to like Germany and places that you guys maybe did not expect when you was young.
Right.
Hip hop started that it's gonna be such an international phenomenon.
No, you definitely couldn't see that. Remember, because like I said, it was in the middle of the street. You could put your hands on it. Like, I remember as a kid standing next to a speaker, holding onto the speaker, and LL Cool J was running across the speakers. Right, this is before he ever put his record out. So I could actually touch hip hop there. So I was like, this is way too local. If I thought about it then, mm-hmm. but really it's like way too local or way too real for it to stretch out that far. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But look at us now. We have, come on, man. I'm sitting here with Smoke, baby. Sitting there with Smokey, baby. In that's Germany. Up, I'm man. Sitting here with Smokey from Florida in Germany, goddammit.
What's up? Smokey from Florida in Germany.
This is interesting because you asked him, why are you from Florida when you grew up here? Mm-hmm. You know, is there a certain view that you guys have on people like Smoke? Like, he's yeah. from Florida, he's black, yeah. but he grew yeah. up yeah. here. I mean,
no, it's like you are you're from where you grew up at.
Yeah,
that's where you're from. You know what I mean? And that's just it. I mean, you're sitting there looking like you want something else. That's all I got. You are from where you grew up. Where you grew up at, Smokey?
Grew up here in Berlin.
Guess where you from?
Langford.
Where you from, Smokey?
Born in Berlin.
That's right. That's where you from, Smokey.
Born in Berlin.
But he grew up in Berlin.
You know his heart.
So it don't matter where. Look, it don't matter where you born at either. It's where you are raised, where you develop yourself as a man.
Where your heart
you
develop, at. Where your
right? heart but normally when... When people ask where you're from,
huh?
They know I'm from Berlin.
Right, so that's where you're from.
I am in Berlin.
How many years you been in Berlin? Like percentage of your life. What percentage of your life have you been in Berlin?
Let's say like 98.
God damn it, you from 95. Berlin.
95. You yeah. from Berlin, brother.
Shout out to Berlin. You from Berlin. Shout out to my man Smokey from Berlin. Boom. Let's go to Africa. Yeah. Yeah.
That nigga said Florida by Florida heart.
Nation, yeah.
Berlin.
I get you, bro. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying, though. You are from wherever you grew up at is where you're from.
But there's a different, little, small different perspective in there when you grew up like here in Germany, because like you grew up here when you're like a different, from a different place, from the Middle East or from Africa or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have that like original German roots, whatever that is, but...
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of media and politics here in Germany that you guys maybe don't know. Mm. They always want us like to be Germans. So mm-hmm. they tell us foreigners, why are you telling all the people that you're from Iran? In my case, me. So
okay.
The same thing, you know?
How big of a deal that is though. Wow, what the hell? Why is it a big deal?
Because there's a lot of race issues here right now. A lot of race issues.
There's race issues everywhere.
Yeah, but Germany, like, is you know the history of Germany. So that's a little complicated. And the Nazi movement and whatever is now big again.
Jesus Christ.
There's a lot of things that young kids and girls and whatever, they hear from the government and from the media. And they are confused with their identity. They don't know. Do I have to be ashamed of when I'm from Turkey? Because everybody says you have to say you are German.
Right.
But do I have to lose my identity? But
you can never lose that. You can never. You're never going to
lose it. That's the dispute
that.
Right
you're
now.
You're never
yeah.
going to lose it.
Yeah.
That's you. It's you.
Are you a citizen?
You can't even hide it.
Yeah. German citizen?
Yeah.
Hey, you can't right. even hide
so
it.
You're from Germany, but you're not German.
I'm not
where
German.
Where you from?
Yeah.
Where you from?
I'm from Iran.
Right.
You're Iranian?
Yeah.
German?
Yeah, I'm completely Iranian. I'm not born here either.
You know. But you're a citizen.
Yeah. I'm a German citizen.
Right, oh, so you're from Germany.
Yeah. I'm made in Germany.
But you're not,
you know?
Okay.
So, German.
I'm not German.
Hey, listen,
right.
bro.
Here you go.
Yeah.
We can go on for days about this shit. This is something I can't...
Yeah, this
look,
is...
Look, I'm from Brooklyn. We from Brooklyn. We from Brooklyn. That's
Brownsville.
It. Brownsville. That's
Brownsville.
Right.
Brownsville.
Hey, listen, I got Caribbean roots. I represent that shit every chance I get.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I represent that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I don't give a fuck. I'm American. Yeah. I'm more Brownsville than I'm American.
That's
right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I represent my Caribbean side.
It's like him. He's more Langwitz than Berlin.
Yes.
Know? So I'm more Kreuzberg than Berlin. It's right. the same thing, you know?
That's it.
Yeah.
So that's nice to house
that.
Here from Florida.
Capital, huh?
No, Langwitz is a capital city from Germany.
He from Florida. That's it. That's all we needed. No, Smokey from Florida. Smokey said, yo, give
Greenville,
me shit.
Florida.
He said,
deep in Greenville, Florida.
Oh, shit. That's my guy. Yo, I don't know if you know it or not, but that is, as soon as I heard you speak, I'm like, yeah, he's from Greenville, Florida.
As soon as you open your mouth, yes. I heard it.
From Greensville, Florida. That's
Greenville,
right.
Florida.
That's right.
Lieblingsfolge 100% Real Talk.
Gibt uns doch mal jetzt Kompliment, oder was?
Ja, genau.
Aber ich fand die mit Steiger letztens interessant, auf jeden Fall.
Also, weil ich nichts gesagt habe, war MC Boogie Belasch Podcast, Boogie sagt nichts. Ich habe die Aussage verweigert.
Also war vielleicht nicht jetzt die schönste oder sowas, aber auf jeden Fall interessant. Was gab's noch? Jetzt kommt raus.
Flair auch immer sehr unterhaltsam. Das ist immer so schwer, ne? Auch selbe Frage, so, nenn mir mal einen guten Film.
Ich sag euch die Antwort. Die Antwort ist alle.
Alle.
Alle. Alle
das ist meine Antwort, wenn man mich fragt, wie viele Liegestütze ich mache.
Richtig.
Aber ja. Ich fand ja eigentlich den letzten hier mit Prinz Pi krasse, was ihr da rausgehauen habt, das war ja wirklich, also war auch zurecht gesperrt, denke ich, mit diesen ganzen Volksfesten.
Habe ich übertrieben?
Ja.
Unglaublich.
Wirklich?
Ich war schon geschockt, ja.
Bei mir ist es ähnlich, also ich höre eigentlich auch ausschließlich nur Deutschrap. Es gibt schon hier und da so ein paar Ami-Lieder, die ich dann auch feiere. A$AP Ferg zum Beispiel, der, also finde ich, macht gute Lieder, so, der hat auch mal ordentliche Beats, so, geht immer nach vorne, das gefällt mir auch ganz gut. So.
Wahnsinn, den habe ich schon öfter gehört, den kenne ich zum Beispiel gar nicht. Kennst du den, B?
Ja.
Okay. Floor Seats oder so, halt, gibt es ein Lied, das ist...
Okay. Ist das ein Flugzeug, ne?
Ja, das ist ein ordentliches Brett, ey. Ja. Aber sonst eigentlich eher Deutschrap.
Immer
ja.
Deutschrap. Ja. Selbst wenn man dann mal ein Deutschrap-Lied hört und dann wird irgendwie gesagt, ja, hier, das ist kopiert von dem Ami-Lied, hört man das Ami-Lied, denkt, ja, klingt eigentlich gleich, dann höre ich trotzdem lieber das Deutschrap.
Genau. Nicht mal Pack, Biggie, Pan?
Ja.
Idee?
Nee, eigentlich auch nicht. Pack schon.
Ihr müsst zum Kameradenweg kommen.
Bei Musik ist es immer so, bei mir zumindest, es gibt Lieder, die hört man. Die laufen, die sind in Playlists drin, die hört man so. Dann, wenn man nebenbei irgendwas macht, dann gibt es Lieder, die feiert man immer so ein bisschen mehr. Dann hört man die auch öfter mal am Tag und so. Und dann gibt es irgendwie so Lieder, die, keine Ahnung, wie man das beschreiben soll, die wecken so eine bestimmte Emotion in dir, wenn du das Lied hörst. So. Dann verbindest du eine bestimmte Situation, die du in deinem Leben hattest oder so. Und das hat eigentlich Manuelsen ziemlich oft bei mir mal geschafft. Und eine Sache gibt es.
An diesem Tisch wird nicht gelogen.
So ist es. Und eine Sache gibt es. Es gibt so eine Hörprobe, die Manuelsen mal auf Instagram hochgeladen hat in seiner Story. Und Kabal auch. Die haben zusammen ein Lied gemacht. Das heißt, Halt mich niemals auf, glaube ich. Hat ein Freund von mir gezeigt. Und das Lied, unglaublich. Also wie gesagt, das war nur 24 Stunden online wegen der Story. Und ich habe so lange gehört, bis es dann offline war. Dann war es weg. Und ja, ich habe die Hoffnung, dass das irgendwann mal rauskommt und ich das mal hören kann.
Sehr interessant. Manuelsen, guter Homie seit Tag 1. Schon kenne ihn seit über 12 Jahren, war auch in der Late-Night-Show.
Mein Bruder ist ein großer Manuelsen-Fan gerade.
Ja, hab
schon direkt rausgehört.
Und ich will gleich schon, Mr. Rap.
Deine Nummer 1?
Also richtig Nummer 1. Ich weiß nicht, ob ich eine Nummer 1 habe, aber er gehört auf jeden Fall zu den Obersten.
Ja.
Wer ist dein Manuelsen? Was für Mr. Beef
ist der Manuelsen? Mein Manuelsen ist... Ach, keine Ahnung.
Auch wechselt sich immer ab.
Im Moment höre ich Präsident viel, wenn ihr den kennt.
Ja, stimmt.
Ist doch Arafat, oder?
Nee,
Arafat soll auf dem Yakuza-Album Präsident sich genannt haben.
Mit Z heißt er. Ich weiß nicht, woher er kommt, aber der macht so düstere, nihilistische Sachen irgendwie. Ah. Hat alles keinen Sinn, das Leben. Wir verbringen doch unsere Zeit nur quasi essen, ficken, schlafen und sowas. Runtergebrochen. Jetzt fühle ich irgendwie gerade. Richtiger
Daumen. Ein bisschen überraschend. Hm. Jetzt, ja.
Der traurige Clown, ne?
Ja, da war wieder das, was du vorhin meintest. Der traurige Clown, der Joker. Das ist ja der Joker.
Joker,
ja?
Baby.
Der Joker war eklig, der Film, Alter.
Habt ihr den gesehen? Muss ich ja, immer wieder in seinen Megafon-Podcast spricht B den Film an, jetzt spricht er an. Ich werde ihn nur B zuliebe mal gucken.
Ich muss ihn auch gucken.
War positiv eklig oder negativ eklig? Es gibt da so ein eklig, wo man sagt, okay, gut gemacht, aber eklig. Aber
nee, eklig so von der Story her, so realistisch, abartig, menschlich, pervers. Mhm. So.
Auf jeden Fall.
Eigentlich so. So wie Game of Thrones, die menschlichen Abgründe.
Ja.
Was würde eigentlich passieren, wenn man euch beide mit Rapcheck und BRN in irgendeinen Hinterhof sperrt? Wer gewinnt den Einzelkampf, Digga?
Wer ist stärker? Das ist mal diese Fitnah-Frage, ne?
Mhm.
Bist du stärker als der?
Einer wird nur lebend rauskommen. Wer wird es sein?
Ich würde eher vor dem Hinterhof stehen und dann drüber berichten, wer rauskommt.
Oh, ich glaube, BRN ist ganz gut gebaut. Ja, könnte vielleicht ein bisschen Probleme geben.
Oh. Komm nicht so schüchtern, Jungs.
Jetzt will er hier was rauslocken.
Erzählt mal.
Jetzt, wen wir jetzt weghauen würden, oder wie? Was meinst du?
Ja,
na
klar,
jetzt?
Mann.
Ja, also kann man ja sagen, wir sind.
Guck mal, ihr berichtet immer über die Fitna, okay?
Ja, ja.
Jetzt will man bei euch mal eine Fitna stiften, damit wir auch mal auf der anderen Seite sitzen dürfen, okay? Ich will auf jeden Fall, guck mal, das ist doch so wie bei Manuel gegen Bushido und CCN, Beef und Flair und so. Stell dir vor, ihr haut euch auch mal auf die Fresse. Ich will mal, dass du BRN bedrohst und ich will, dass BRN richtig fett Beef hat mit Rapcheck. Und ich will, dass Falk und Toxic Einzelkampf machen in einem türkischen Hinterhof, Digga.
Kenne ich alle außer BRN, das wird auch eine Plattform sein, wa?
Mhm. Also okay. Rap News.
Hätte ich haben auch
gedacht. Aber ja, generell hätte ich auch mehr Bock, dass so diese Beef-Sachen nicht nur quasi von Rappern ausgetragen werden, sondern auch so Beef einfach überall im Hip-Hop drin.
Dann mach's wie Langfitzer. Geh mit Machete zum Einzelkampf.
Ja.
Yo, es geht weiter im besten Podcast der Welt. Baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
Ja. Ja.
Is it always the same thing with you guys when you're like in Germany and whatever that they always want to talk about Big and Pac with you? I mean, we do it right now too.
Because, yeah, I mean, you know, you want to know our view on it or, yeah. You know, how we feel about it or what we think of it. So it's all right. It's a question that you can get anywhere on an airplane, you know, in a restaurant. It don't matter.
But does it get on your nerves sometimes?
No.
No.
No. Why would it get on my nerves? It's something. It's a part of the hip hop history, the hip hop culture. So it's something that, you know, you, like I said, you want to know our view on it, how we feel about it.
Yeah,
it's cool. We understand it.
Okay. Then there are certain type of people that don't want to talk about things like that with tragic ends and whatever, or maybe they're emotional about it because they knew the guy. And you have to always ask, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So be a little sensitive about it.
Pac was more like political. Pac was more like story songs. Not to say Big ain't have story songs, but Pac was more emotional.
Yeah.
You feel fucking, Pac is everyday struggle. Mm. Big is everyday struggle. Big is hip hop, like bars, and Big is Brooklyn. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't separate them. You really can't even compare Big and Pac. They two different kind of rappers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're totally two different kind of rappers. Pac make the shit out of fucking song about nigga, Pac will make you fucking cry, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And Big will make you feel good.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Big will make you fucking bring life to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. They covered what they were supposed to cover.
And that was hip hop.
Right.
Both of them wouldn't sound the same. Big will spit your fucking head off with bars. Big will freestyle your ass to death. You can't fuck with that nigga. Pac ain't coming at you like that. Pac gonna hit you with some shit to make you think.
Yeah.
You probably don't get it right there at the freestyle, but on your way home, you rewind that fucking tape or that CD, you're gonna be like, oh shit, this nigga said some shit. So it depends on what you're looking for.
Yeah. Like Fame said, you really can't compare them.
You can't.
And if you really think about it, the tragic end or everything that happened between both of them or that the world think happened between both of them, if you take one of them out of the scenario, then the other one ain't so great, right? Mm-hmm. So you need them both. So we're not going to compare them because we need them to be great and need them to sit where we sit them at. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's for hip-hop, man.
Yeah, you can't compare them.
No.
Did you guys had animosity towards Tupac back then?
Why?
Because it was like this feud, and I mean they called it East Coast West Coast War. But when I think about it right now, I don't think that it existed. It was more like a media creation.
It never existed. The media created it, like you just said, and it was an issue between. From what I get out of it, it wasn't even Biggie and Pac's issue. It was someone else's issue. And for whatever reason, the violence came. That wasn't Biggie. That wasn't Pac. It was somebody else. You know
always
what I mean?
Like that. Always
and it was,
like that.
And it's always like that. And it's not no East Coast, West Coast. Like, I, you know, holla at dads all the time. Even then, you know, before Biggie or Tupac had passed away, I think I was actually in the studio with Big and Snoop and Corrupt walked in. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And this was while things was brewing. So it really wasn't no East Coast, West Coast beef. It's what the media made out of it. And the record companies allowed it to happen, made it get bigger because so they could make more money. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It wasn't no beef between two men. If you really know the history of them, you know that they were actually friends. They were friends before they got, you know, before their careers exploded. So that had nothing to do with them.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, and continue to make more money off them.
And the same way, shout out to 50 Cent. Same way when 50 got shot up, they had that nigga in the fucking newspaper every day when he dropped his album, all the shit was going on, whatever around him was going on, that ain't even concerning him.
No.
He's just an artist. But it's whatever's going on after at a show or whatever, they throw him the rapper 50 Cent that got shot up such and such and such times, they saw how many fucking newspapers every day off of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just controversy. Maybe they did have personal issues, but it wasn't it wasn't where them two was shooting at each other.
Right.
It's always outside of that.
I sell the most records when I was in jail. There was every, as cops was at my block, they want to get me. I make a phone, say, make out the mixtape, original tape, and bring it to Agro Berlin, was a famous label. This was promoted. It's perverse, sick, but it was so.
Yeah.
Yes. I have a question.
If you can eat off it, eat off it.
Yes. Right, but one question. What was your relationship? I love him. One of the most greatest for me was also Big Pun. Yes.
Oh, man.
What Father, can you tell me a good Big Pun story about MOP and Big Pun?
Pun is my brother, man.
I love Pun.
Pun was a good guy.
We was doing Pun actually came to Brownsville and hung out with me one day, man. And that was the most. This one he was at his peak. And Pun was always good people, man. We like Ed. I'm talking about anytime you see Pun, same nigga, just laugh, fucking crack jokes. And
funny as hell, right? He was funny as hell, yeah.
Yo, we did a song with Pun, right? We started on a Monday. We never finished the song to the next week.
I know the song.
So we just get up there. Get up there, and Pun don't want to work. He got his whole family there.
Yeah, yeah.
Dad's in the studio, and we just bobbing out.
Just
we
listening to,
to his music, and we never work. We come back, no work.
Yeah.
No work. Yeah. We hear the beat. We gonna get to it. We get to it. Come back. This nigga, no work. Just hanging out. But just hanging out. This nigga just funny as hell, bro.
He had like all the fat jokes.
Oh, really?
Like he had all fat jokes. He would joke a lot about fat people, right? I mean, just for, you know, just funny jokes. Like nothing mean or nothing like that. My Pun story was, I mean, we were already cool with him, but as we was getting cooler and cooler with him, we did a show together in Washington, D.C. Now, M.O.P., we're going to get on the stage and we're going to burn this shit down, right? Fresh legs and shit, we ready to go. And we always have this friendly competition. See, in our era and before was always friendly competition. It's like, you come, I hear your new song, and I go, shit. It inspired me to do something different, do something better, right? We really got to rock. So we like, okay, Terror Squad is here, Fat Joe, Pun's here. All right, cool. It's friendly competition. So we just going to get on there and get busy. We know they're going to get busy, but we're going to get busy, right? We got up there. We did our shit. I think we went on first. Got up there, slaughtered it. Pun gets up there. Him and Joe, together they are 1,000 pounds, right? Because they're big as hell, right? These are my guys. I love them dudes. And Pun is rapping his ass off, dude, like big as fuck. And I'm going, he's not losing his breath, nothing. I'm like, that shit's not real, right? I'm talking about they killed this shit, son. I'm like, God damn. So like I said, friendly competition. Mm-hmm. So when I get backstage, I'm like, yo, the show gotta be better. Like, we gotta do a better show.
let me tell you, they mentioned, like you mentioned, Big and Pac. That was that rivalry, that's what made that. They both are. Two of the greatest artists.
Of course.
You gotta fucking mention Pun. Pun is right. I'm talking about lyrically.
Oh my God.
Peck and a Mac and a Becker for Egg.
Shit. Pun don't get his love.
Peck and a Mac.
Pun is one of them niggas that deserve it because Pun had bars, nigga.
Oh, forget about it.
Pun had bars.
Yeah.
You hear me? And not to, like, I used to tell him, yo, son, back then it was amazing. There's no race shit. But back then, we knew Puerto Ricans could rap and shit. But this nigga rap better than black dudes. You hear me? Better than black dudes that did this shit. Puerto Ricans was there too.
Yeah.
But he did the Puerto Rock shit. But yeah,
he was amazing.
Killing it.
It's a magic.
And so I used to be like, yo, Pun, for damn. And you Puerto Rican? How the fuck you? It was different back then. That shit wasn't regular. You know what I mean?
When
that shit wasn't normal.
when that when they did that deep cover remix over him and Joe. Oh my god!
The first time I heard Pun was at the Funkmaster Flex tape on a Ice Cream Man beat from Wu-Tang Clan.
Okay. Yeah.
Which, you know, the joint maybe Funkmaster Flex. Whoa.
Yo, when you listen to him, it sound
deep
like
cover.
Like
this, deep right? cover was for us. Boy,
sound like he like this. Just listen to the pun. He sound like he like.
He was
sharp, man. Sharp, very sharp. Very sharp.
One of the greatest rappers. And not only is he lyrical, that nigga can make fucking songs to dance to.
Yep.
That nigga make hardcore songs.
Yep.
That nigga made all type
club
of
songs, street songs, girly songs.
He was just
everything.
A good spirit. That when that nigga was on it, he was, and everything was bars. Even when he partying, it was bars.
Yeah. Yeah. Pun was putting it on.
One of my very proud.
One of my favorites of all time, Big Pun.
I mean,
it was. There was not so many people back then in that era. That, so concentrating so much on the rhymes, like how many? Was das Silber? Weißt du, was Silber heißt? So if there, I don't know the English word right now, but it's like there are singular rhymes. Like house on mouse, but
yeah,
they're like
right,
complicated
that's
rhymes, like right. five or six or seven
yeah,
or eight.
Chain
yeah.
rhymes.
Syllables
chain
that
rhymes.
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
that style that I heard
hell
from
yeah.
Big Pun and Coochie
every
Rap and
line,
whatever.
Every right. fucking line is like, right. goddamn. Oh, yeah,
that was yeah. very, very, very
he's
far
those,
ahead
bro.
For that time
yeah,
for me.
Wait, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Well, I mean, for us, it wasn't
New York
like,
Giants
so versus
MOP, the collabo is holy.
Sorry. You gotta be sharp when you do it. Like, some cats will try to do it. And that's the thing I liked about hip-hop, too, back in the days, right? It's almost like singing. Like a singer, you should never try to sing out of your range because it just sounds bad, right? Like if a singer can't sing as high as Mariah Carey, you try to do that, it sounds bad. So with rappers, they in that era, they did what they could do, and it was always different from everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm not going to try to do Slick Rick. You know what I mean? Nobody could be Slick Rick.
No.
Like, we
no.
know a lot of the rappers that some of them are good storytellers.
Yes.
But they can't put that, you know, like, that focus on just storytelling. Like, The Adventures of Slick Rick literally yeah. was a fucking adventure.
Rick Cerulla.
Yo, that record was so crazy.
Rick Cerulla.
And it's almost like, you know, some artists put out records and they sell so many records. And then, because the record is so complete, the album is so complete, they can't do it again. Mm. You know what I mean? Some people just can't do it again. Slick Rick put out that one record. He put out albums after that. But the record, the first record that he put out, The Adventures of Slick Rick, was so complete. I don't think we even, I mean, I always want to hear records from Rick. But I don't think we need anything else. You know what I'm saying? Like, that right there is so classic, it's going to last a lifetime.
Was it the album with Teenage Love?
Yeah.
Yes, I know. At the 80s, I listened to Slick Rick.
Yeah.
Always listen to yeah. And after Jay, he makes the story, Art of Storytelling, after he get to jail. Mm-hmm. Every Slick Rick album is great.
Yeah, 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 of course.
But one question. What was the day when you perform New York Giants? Like, yeah, Pun call you an escort from hell.
Nah, we never. What you mean? Perform like at a show?
Or was no. I'm at the studio.
Recorded it.
Record
yeah.
together.
Oh, that was
studio?
Yeah. That was great. Yeah, that was in Sony Studios.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember. And right after is when he passed away. Like so, a week after we got maybe not even a week after we got the record done.
Oh really?
Yeah, he passed away. Yeah, yeah. It was fun in the studio, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's very sad that he passed away, but at least I look at it like, you know, at least we had that moment with him. And we were already friends. We already hung out and did things and, you know, did shows together, hung out in the studio and fucked around or whatever. But that last session that we had was, that's what we have to hold on to. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Good times.
Yeah.
Yep. And shout out to Fat Joe and the whole
yeah.
Terror Squad.
Yeah,
they always been...
Props to all members, and I'm very proud to see at the internet is not about all bad.
Right.
I see Chris Rivers, the son.
Yep.
He's performed so good. I'm
yeah,
so
Chris
proud.
Chris is really good.
Oh, very nice guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We knew him when he was a baby.
We was a little baby. He was.
Yeah,
he had, maybe came out
picture.
To call his ice video shit. Yeah.
Very
good.
Great actors.
Nice
actor.
Yeah, yeah.
Rapper.
That's good people, man.
Mm-hmm.
Good people. Good music.
Yeah.
Wir haben ja heute ein neues Format, also heute jetzt werden wahrscheinlich schon die eine oder andere Folge schon online sein, aber wir haben ein neues Format gegründet oder beziehungsweise entwickelt, das ist jetzt rausgekommen, das nennt sich Zeitreise. Da reisen wir mal immer so, weiß ich nicht, jetzt sind es 10 Jahre in die Vergangenheit und erzähl mal so, was da damals so passiert ist. Weil die ein oder anderen, die jüngere Generation, sage ich jetzt mal, die hat wahrscheinlich nicht so wirklich auf dem Schirm, was damals alles so passiert ist. Und wie viele Zusammenhänge es auch gibt heutzutage noch. Ne? Das ist ja fast schon Butterfly-Effekt-mäßig, ne? Was damals passiert ist und heute immer noch Einfluss hat. Ne? Also
das habt ihr ja mit Beef schon mal gemacht. Das habe ich bei dir mal gesehen.
Ja, wir haben so History of Beef, wo wir ein bisschen was zusammengefasst haben. Das Neue ist jetzt so Zeitreise, wo wir quasi...
Deutschrap.
Ja, eigentlich ist es die Rap-Show, wie sie vor 10 Jahren gelaufen wäre. So mäßig.
Das ist doch mal eine interessante Sache auf jeden Fall.
Sie ist sehr interessant. Interessiert.
Nee, wirklich. Das,
ehrlich? Ich gucke auch immer gern die Tagesschau vor 20 Jahren.
Ich gucke das auch gerne, ganz ehrlich. Wenn das so abends läuft, so 80er Jahre mal ZDF oder irgendwas, weißt du, das bringt einem wieder die Erinnerung so ein bisschen zurück.
Ich gucke das ja nur, weil die Moderatorin da noch keine Hängetitten hatte. Also deswegen gucke ich die alte Tagesschau.
Digga, die Moderatorin damals sah aus wie eine Oma. Und wir wissen ja, was deine Vorzüge sind, ne? Ja? Er hat es doch selber gesagt. Wenn es nach seinen Sexualpraktiken geht, dann gibt es ganz viele glückliche Omas und keine Kinderschänder. Eigentlich müssen alle so sein wie Boogie, Digga.
Ja, aber ich finde...
Gilfs.
Gilfs. Gilfi, nee, das ist schon zu hart. Das
ist aber cool.
Ab Zettel am C ist schon zu hart.
Ich erzähle das so, wie auch Rap-Show. Wir sind noch ein bisschen am Ausarbeiten so. Wir sind jetzt aber ein bisschen runter von diesem Film. Wir haben immer ewig alles viel zu lange zerdacht. Und ja, wir könnten es so machen und so und so. Und dann, wenn man es zu lange macht, dann kommt halt nichts bei rum. Deswegen sind wir jetzt eher so, okay, wir haben eine Idee, lass direkt raushauen. Und dann kann man immer noch dran arbeiten. So.
Genau, nach und nach immer ein bisschen verbessern. Wir haben ja noch ein anderes Format, das Fanboy Fiction heißt.
Fanboy Fiction?
Fanboy Fiction,
Was
genau.
Was für ein Wort.
Da schreibe ich ein paar Geschichten runter über König, Blume und Drip Commander Flair und den physischen Satan und Hexenmeister und so.
Nee. Alles dabei. Also
eher so ein bisschen Klamauk, aber.
Gibt es den physischen Satan, Digga?
Ach, das weiß man nicht, ne? Ich war noch nie bei den Pyramiden da ganz oben, von der. Muss man sich erstmal an den Corporate Guys so dran vorbeiarbeiten und. Was meinst du?
Ich kenne ihn.
Persönlich?
Ja.
Ja?
Denkst du, Kollege ist der Einzige, der Connections hat, Bruder?
Hast du mal den Babobus gesehen, Belasch?
Du hast ihn mir gezeigt, ja.
Habt ihr den? Kennt ihr den?
Ja.
Ich musste zugeben, er hat mich zum Lachen gebracht. Da habe ich auch Alligator, ich kannte Alligator nicht vorher, die ich dann bei uns im Rap-Quiz mit Savas und Sido, was wir moderiert haben, habe ich Alligator dann zum ersten Mal kennengelernt. Aber ich war nicht abgetan vom Babobus, aber ist auch mit Vorsicht zu genießen. Es ist richtig, ja.
Ja, ich fand ihn nicht so.
Nee.
War ja auch ja bei Jan Böhmermann letztens so, ne? Dieses Polizistensohn. Da war ja auch richtig Skandal quasi auch. Obwohl ich das auch nicht so schlimm fand, aber da gab es ja auch diese Sachen so. Ja, Steiger hat, glaube ich, ziemlich die Kacke gehauen, von wegen auch Böhmermann würde auch wieder von oben so dieses bildungsbürgerliche Herabblicken auf Deutschrap und so machen.
Erklärt mich mal auf, bitte, und B, was war da? Böhmermanns, der mit den Erdogan-Karikaturen genau. berühmt wurde, ne?
Der hat, ist, glaube ich, vielleicht auch schon 2 Jahre her oder so, der hat so einen Track Polizistensohn gemacht, wo er quasi so rappt, aber wie Haftbefehl, so an Haftbefehl angelehnt. Und da war es dann auch schon wieder so, ja, okay, er macht jetzt so diesen Slang nach und so mäßig. Aber kennt ihr gar nicht, oder was?
Steiger Stenkert immer macht er bei mir auch immer.
Nee, die Sache kannte ich nicht.
Das kenne ich auch nicht.
Ja, also...
Ist das ein Problem, so insgesamt? Wenn Leute diesen Slang, sag ich mal, nachmachen?
Es kommt drauf an, wie sie es nachmachen. Ne? Also wenn sie es so nachmachen, dass es dann so sich anfühlt, als wenn das irgendwie verarscht, also wenn Hip-Hop verarscht wird dadurch oder Rap verarscht wird dadurch, dann finde ich das irgendwie nicht so geil. Aber wenn man merkt, der Typ hat Ahnung von der Materie, der kennt sich aus und macht das, also dann... Kann man da, also es gibt Unterschiede auf jeden Fall, ne?
Also ich finde dieses Verarschen an sich auch nicht so schlimm. Ich meine, auch so ein Haftbefehl oder so hat ja eine besondere Art zu sprechen. Das ist ja auch, über alles Besondere kann man sich ja irgendwie auch lustig machen, verarschen und sowas. Aber wenn es dann so dieses Arrogante hat, so von wegen, ja, ich bin ja viel intelligenter, schlauer, ich kann mich besser ausdrücken als diese Leute da unten, weil ich habe ja auch viel mehr Geld und bin in besseren Bereich geboren oder sowas, dann wird es halt ekelhaft, finde ich. Ja. Und das hört man schon oft durch oder hat man zumindest das Gefühl.
Ich denke auch immer, wenn du was verarschst und das auch vor denjenigen machst, musst du auch irgendwie den kennen. Oder das kann nur immer von freundlicher Quelle kommen, sonst wird es immer negativ, denke ich. Ne?
Oder auch aktuell da die zweite Geschichte, dass irgendwie Radiocharts abgeschafft werden oder dass, keine Ahnung, Hip-Hop-Songs in den Charts nicht mehr gespielt werden dürfen, obwohl irgendwie 80% in den Charts ist von Deutschrap. Also weiß ich auch nicht. Ist auch alles ein bisschen komisch irgendwie.
Wer will das durchbekommen?
Ö3 zum Beispiel, der österreichische Radiosender.
Achso, Österreich habe ich gehört, aber ich dachte in Deutschland.
Ja, in Deutschland
gibt es da keine Charts mehr.
Ja, ja. Also. Die ganzen Radio, ich glaube, das war da zu Palm aus Plastik da oder ich weiß nicht, irgendwo da quasi Ruff und Bones, wo sie dann auf einmal wirklich Top Ten waren, irgendwie 8 Lieder nur von dem Album und sowas. Da haben, glaube ich, so wie ich es mitbekommen habe, die meisten Radiosender quasi ihre Chartshow umgewechselt zu, okay, wir spielen jetzt die Lieder, die am öftesten im Radio gelaufen sind. Die Radio-Charts und da können sie einfach mal Deutschland genau. quasi rausschmeißen. Ja.
Nicht schön, sowas.
What was the first record or mixtape? When was MOP together? I think what about some hardcore at this area? Yes, ne?
Yeah.
Say I know you from the beginning.
Yeah. How about some hardcore, yeah.
How about some hardcore? Yeah, we like it raw.
Yeah. My dude be ready.
Always love for MOP in the real guys.
Thank you, brother.
How did you two met?
I don't know.
We don't know.
No,
he was there.
No, I'm serious. Like that's a serious answer to the question. We don't really know where we met. Like, I can't say, all right, we met at school or we met at the store or at our makeshift park or in the building. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Like, so it's really, it's just been that long. So we don't know. Do you know? You don't know.
I think it was.
No, you don't.
I don't know exactly. I know it's somewhere from St. Mark's to Daniel Street. Somewhere around.
Yeah, in between there, somewhere.
But so, it was in our neighborhood. Neighborhood. That's all we got.
Yeah, that's it.
Brownsway.
Yeah, that's all we got.
In Brownsway.
Yeah. That's crazy, though, when you think about it, though. You're like, I don't know.
I can't say, yo.
You can't really say.
You remember when you walked up it?
No.
You remember when we was.
Nope. Just don't remember. just don't remember. So it's been that long.
We was fucking born together, man.
Yeah, pretty much.
Siamese twins, man.
Yeah.
First alarm blaze.
First alarm blaze.
Ja, ist immer so gesagt, wir haben viele Ideen auf jeden Fall. Größtes Problem ist natürlich die Zeit dafür. Also wir sind jetzt eigentlich schon zeitmäßig ausgeplant so. Plus, wir hatten ja vorher 2 kurze Folgen am Tag und dann jetzt da irgendwie noch extra Formate rausmachen, da bringst du 4 Videos am Tag oder so, das ist auch zu viel für die Leute. Aber wir haben jetzt ein bisschen am Umstellen, so vielleicht eher eine lange News-Folge am Tag und dazu dann halt noch ein extra Format und so. Aber ich denke, wir werden noch mehr machen, aber auf jeden Fall auch bei den News bleiben. Mhm,
definitiv. Ja, jetzt ist, finde ich, auch gerade so eine kleine Experimentierphase wieder gekommen, ja. Ne, wo wir uns auch ein bisschen ausprobieren, schauen, was man noch Neues machen kann. Jetzt in kurzer Zeit, kann man fast sagen, mehr oder weniger spontan 2 Formate entstanden. Also wir sind da eigentlich immer offen, ne? wie es gerade läuft eigentlich.
Das war bei mir auch vor allem das erste Mal so, dass ich wirklich sowas Langes aufgenommen habe, wo ich dann nochmal zwischendurch, also sonst bin ich, was weiß ich, 20, 30 Minuten vor der Kamera, dann ist es ready für den Tag so, aber das war ja schon dann 2 Stunden oder so. Das war der erste Moment, wo ich dann nochmal zwischendrin so dachte, ey, das eigentlich macht schon Bock auch so ein bisschen vor der Kamera. Also sonst geht es immer alles so schnell wieder vorbei, dass man das gar nicht richtig reflektieren kann. Aber dann so eine halbe, dreiviertel Stunde drin, dachte ich schon, ey, macht schon Bock so. Und dann generell denke ich mir auch, ey, vor 1,5 Jahren habe ich das noch nicht so, kannte mich keiner, jetzt bin ich auf einmal in einer Show mit Sido, Savasch und Boogie. Kann man machen.
Hashtag Arschwasser, da sind wir wieder, ne?
Ja, ja.
Ja, kam es da?
Ja, es wird immer besser. So damals mit Sido-Interview, das war schon wirklich heftig. So. 50.000 Abonnenten, plötzlich Sido bei uns zu Hause so mäßig. Ich habe auch gezittert wie sonst was. Aber es wird jetzt mit jedem Mal immer besser.
Ey, aber das war cool. Also Props dafür auf jeden Fall. Also dieses Sido-Ding ist eins meiner Lieblingsclips von dir. Überhaupt vom ganzen Deutschrap-Entertainment-Bereich bis jetzt.
Meine Frau liebt das, Digga, die guckt das so oft.
Sag mal, wie es mit dem Quiz war.
Ich sag dir, B, was ich immer sehr oft sage, ich bin mega nervös vor Konzerten, weil ich die Texte peile, aber vor Moderation bin ich nie so aufgeregt wie vor Konzerten. Deswegen vor sowas war auch nie vom Interview nervös, ehrlich gesagt. Bei Konzerten jedes Mal, B kennt das, selbst vor 5 Grundschulkindern immer nervös. Und aber das Rap-Quiz habe ich als sehr angenehm empfunden. War wahnsinnig lustig.
Jeder dachte, du bist geschminkt, Digga. Warst du geschminkt? Du warst nicht
Wir hatten
geschminkt,
keine
ja?
Maske, wa?
Also ich hatte eine Maske. Ja. Ja,
Maske genau. Ich glaube, ich war Münz-Mallorca, Belasch.
Ja, ja, das habe ich auch gesehen.
Münz-Mallorca, du weißt doch, Münz-Mallorca.
Kanackentoaster,
ja. Ja, war lustig. Ja. War mega lustig. Ich war echt sehr positiv überrascht von Alligator. Er macht sein Ding mega, mega gut. Ja, ist ein richtiger, krasser Künstler, weil ich kannte ihn echt nur durch den Babobus und weil ich höre, habe ich ja vorhin schon erklärt, aber er hat dann was mega Interessantes gemacht, Beat. Hast du es gesehen?
Ich habe das Quiz mir angeguckt.
Ich fand, er hat das gut gemacht mit dem, wo man entscheiden konnte, ist es Heimatmusik oder Rap.
Achso, das habe ich nicht gesehen.
Er hat immer mit der Gitarre das interpretiert und man musste raten, ob das aus einem Heimatlied, also ein Volkslied war oder ein Raplied.
War gut, mega witzig mit Massiv. Unser Junge, der mit der Stimme den Schall bricht, mein Bruder Massiv. Ja, der war so mit einer Piepstimme, das war lustig.
Mhm. Aber ich finde es schwer, jetzt so von außen das Rap-Quiz, wie es dann geworden ist, so wirklich zu beurteilen, weil davor die Dinger immer richtig halt als Fan geguckt, so unbeteiligter, immer gefeiert. Und jetzt. Also, wie ich es jetzt mitgekriegt habe, finde ich es besser als die davor, aber mittendrin dachte ich, es wird noch krasser, so quasi.
Ja, also ich habe das Gefühl, als wenn es besser gewesen wäre, wenn man das halt reduziert hätte, so. Vielleicht sogar fast auf die Hälfte runter, was jetzt die Zeit alleine angeht. So.
Auf die Moderatoren auch, die Hälfte. Ne?
Die Moderatoren, die Hälfte, ja.
Es gibt nur ein MC Boogie, ein MC Boogie.
Ja, genau. Gott sei Dank, muss man dazu sagen.
Bela sagt, wenn er noch einen Kumpel wie mich in Berlin hätte, würde er ausziehen.
Alter, Freund.
Würde er wegziehen.
Stell dir das mal vor.
100% Real Talk mit drei Boogies.
Alter. Oh mein Gott. Manchmal ist es ja so.
Das ist ja krass.
Manchmal ist es ja mit drei Boogies. Weil er redet ja so viel wie alle anderen zusammen.
Dann aber heute mache ich es mal nicht. Dann fragt er, Boogie, du sagst ja gar nichts.
Ist ja so ungewohnt.
Man kann ihn sich recht mal wie der Skinhead in der S-Bahn. Er findet seinen Grund.
Digga, man denkt sich, ist er krank? Ist irgendwas passiert?
Das ist geil, seit den Joint verschluckt hat. Das Lustige ist ja nicht, seit ich den Joint weiterrauche. So immer, wie denkst du, ja, Boogie ist gerade wieder behindert und pöbelt. Ja, so, ist ganz normal.
When you was talking about that gig that you have, where Big Pun ripped the stage, and you went backstage and thought about it, like, I have to be better than today. So, so this is a very, very interesting thing that I heard from the producers of the first Janet Jackson record. It was Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
They had an interview where they said the same thing about the Minneapolis scene, Minneapolis about sound. Bands.
Yeah.
So they played against the band of Prince.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and they were so surprised about Prince's skills on the guitar and on the keyboards and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So all the bands, they were so high level because they had each other. So they had to look at the other band who ripped the stage and have to be better the next time and whatever. So this kind of competition...
Friendly competition
mm-hmm. built a lot of like high class talent.
That's right.
So
that's right.
The story that you told about Pun, I mean, that reminded me like instantaneously about that.
Right. Well, that's what it is, bro. It's like you should look at other things and not, or other artists and not be jealous of them or not hate on them or hope that they might go out or hope that they, you know, they lose their voice right in the middle of the show. You know, that's not how you look at it. You look at it like, damn, that's dope. So I want to be better. I got to push.
Uplift
to be better.
It uplifts you
to move.
It makes you better.
Right? Yeah. I listened to Buster tell this story one time how, because him and Jay-Z and Biggie, God bless him, all went to school together. And how they ran into each other in the lunchroom one day, and Biggie had this amazing song. So immediately he goes, holy shit, I got to go write a song right now. It's not like, damn, he's so much better than me, or that was whack because I didn't make it. You know what I mean? I didn't write that song, so it wasn't good. Or, you know, he didn't go into the depression of, damn, he's better than me or whatever. And this is before, you know, either one of them was in the business. It just made him go harder. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and that's what it should do. Yeah. It should make you go harder. And that's why we keep our fucking culture going. You know what I'm saying? Not, you know, let me go in here and fuck
listen
up.
To M.O.P.
Start some shit at the club so I can fuck his party up. Baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, because he's so much better than me. Get
so without hating on whatever today's music is, without hating on it, that's the only thing I see is missing. Like, see how you speak on that ambition? Like you hear something that make you want to go in the studio and create harder.
Yeah.
It make you want to perform harder, make you want to write harder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't give a fuck. That's the only difference.
So like, there's no fire, right? So there's no passion.
There's no passion.
Yeah.
But I think they have their version of passion.
Yeah, you're right.
You know
what
I'm saying? It's not our version of passion.
Yeah.
It's their version. And the people that was before us felt the same way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
They don't got no passion. Yeah, we do. It's just our version of passion. Right, you know what I'm saying? So
there were people back then who had no passion too. I mean, there's always like people who had the fire and there are people who don't have it.
Everybody wasn't dope. Yeah. Everybody in every era of every genre of music or anything. Like, every fucking architect wasn't amazing. Some of the fucking buildings fell down. You know what I'm saying? Like, every architect wasn't amazing. Every painter wasn't amazing. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like in music. Every rapper wasn't amazing. I don't give a fuck if it was from the beginning to right now.
I'll say this.
Yeah, no, it's not. No, you can't. You
don't
hear
the passion, though.
Yeah, well.
You don't hear that the... Because nowadays they don't need it. They can just fucking take their shirt off and fucking put grease on their chest and fucking jump around.
put lard on their chest.
It's not even about the fucking music nowadays. But it's not about the music. Not knocking it.
I think it's their version of passion, though.
Whatever works.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the... Right, but I think it's more about their version of passion. Because the same way dudes went nuts at fucking Run DMC show, they went nuts at Coogi Rap show, they went nuts at MOP show,
I'm speaking on,
you know,
the,
these little
on the music
shows.
Side, minus the fucking the visual, right? Minus the visual, because that's all it is visual nowadays. Minus the visual, there's no fucking... Like, the artists are not even, when you show up at the shows, they're not even the fucking, they don't sound like the record because you're not even listening to their fucking voice. You're listening to fucking auto-tune.
They're playing the record.
It's like, you know what I mean? it's not even the artist that you thought was the artist, because that was, when you bought the record, that wasn't even his fucking voice. That was fucking a machine. You know what I mean? So when you get to the show, you're like, what the fuck? You don't sound like this.
It's that Milli Vanilli effect. Yeah, right?
Wir sagen, die meisten Rapper können singen, aber nur bei den Bullen. The most rapper can sing, but always by police. We call sing snitching in Germany. Switcher, birds.
But you know what? It's their shit, man. So,
right.
You
know what I
mean?
Right.
We do what we do, they do what they do. So,
The second similarity is the artist thing that you were talking about. Like, this is the same thing that I heard with the same people like Prince and Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis and whatever. Like, this artistry from back then, so that nobody wanted to be like the other guy.
No, you gotta have your own shit.
Yeah, I mean, I think when Prince looked at himself and like saw a little bit of Michael in it, he tried to erase it, you know?
You're right about that. I think so, too.
I think they wanted to be individuals 100%. So that's maybe something that got a little bit lost, too, right now. But this, it was very big in hip-hop back then, like you
remember,
said. Right?
Remember the thing about the artists of the day, right? Of those days. Like, it was more about being dope. Nobody was so stuck on, how can I buy this $500,000 car? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Nobody was stuck on it. It was just about being dope. So now they kind of look at it like it's a business. For the artists back then, when hip-hop first started, it wasn't a business.
Yeah.
Until somebody came and started making it a business, right? Mm-hmm. Then they took advantage of the artists. Now the younger artists realize it's about us, so now we can make the money. What's going to make the money? I need to make the record sound like that because that's the record that's selling. So, right?
It's very calculated.
You know what I'm saying?
Calculated.
Right. So it's more about business, and we can't be mad at them, right? We want our people to eat. Because if they're not on tour, if they're not making money, taking care of their families, then they hit the street, and then there's more crime. Yada, yada. Same bullshit keep going over and over and over again. So you let them make money. Let them figure out a way to make money. We should be happy for that. Yeah. They figure out a way to make money. They take care of the kids. The sons that they have are now financially secure, so they don't end up on the street. Yeah. And at some point, the dumb shit fizzles out. It ain't going to go, you know, the street shit ain't going to go away, but it could be less bullshit going on.
Yeah, but this is a really deep conversation right now.
He said, so you should shut the fuck up.
I just want to know, after all that, who the fuck is going to make the music? Somebody got to make music.
Right.
You're not going to find an MOP that came out today, 10 or 15 years from now, because those artists will exist anymore when you have a long...
Somebody got to make music, man. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, all right.
Well, that's why we're here, baby.
Who the fuck is going to make the music, though?
Yeah, no way, I got to play some. Wait.
Today we'll be covering a segment on 90s rap versus today's rap. Let's hear the lyrics from the 90s. Yeah. I see no changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull the trigger, kill a nigga, he's a hero. Give the crack to the kids. Who the hell cares? One less hungry mouth on welfare. Wow. Hearing that, you can understand it like sentences. Let's hear some today's lyrics. Pop a perky just to start up. Pop it, pop it, pop it. Pop two cups of purple just to warm up. Two cups drank. I heard your bitch, she got that water. Splish, drip, drip, woo, splash. Slippery. Excuse me. Please me. Please. Arm up or believe me. Believe me. Believe me. Get beat. Because I'm flexing Rari's skirt. You can bet on me. Skr, skr. Hey, 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 tater tot. What the fuck?
Yeah.
That was funny as shit.
But, you know, somebody loves it, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Somebody loves it. The point is really, like, I can remember my sister's birthday when we was little kids. My father brought home this fucking record player. And she had this first record that was ever made, right? Rappers Delight. And we played this shit to damn near till the words came off the fucking vinyl. But I would watch my mother walk through the house going like scrunching her face up, like, what the fuck is that? Right? Like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, hip, hop, hip, 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 hop, don't stop. And she walking around like, what the fuck is that? Because she listened to the OJ. She listened to the Temptations. She listened to all that Motown music, right? So it's the same concept. It's the same thing. Eventually, she grew to love hip hop, you know what I'm saying? But she just didn't get it right then. So maybe 10, 20 years from now, we'll be like the biggest fucking Soulja Boy fans. All of us at the table will be the biggest Soulja Boy fans. You will have a Soulja Boy tattoo on you.
Yeah, that's realistic with him.
It's just music, man. It's something that's providing, and that's just how I look at it. It's something that's providing for our people, because everything else, you know, the people in the urban communities, because everything else, like, we don't have no direct connect to. Like, we just play basketball. We don't own the motherfucking teams. You know what I'm saying? We just, you know, work for certain companies. We don't own the companies. This hip-hop shit is ours, and we're our own bosses, and we're taking care of family. So, I love it.
You take it as a blessing. It's a blessing.
Boom!
Was macht ein Schwein? Was machen zwei Schweine? Was machen ein paar Millionen Schweine? Einigkeit und Recht und Freiheit. Ey, man kann sich auch wenigstens selber mit rassistischen Witzen verarschen. Was macht ein Deutscher am Kartoffelsalat? Geil sind's ich.
Ey, es war doch wieder mal zu gut, oder? Es war doch zu gut, oder?
Ja, ich darf gar nicht aufhören.
Ja.
Ein Fest.
Ich würde mal sagen, herzlichen Dank auf jeden Fall, dass ihr gekommen seid, Jungs.
Wir haben zu danken. Dankeschön, ja.
Wir haben euch sehr gerne eingeladen, weil ihr Supporter dieser Sendung seid. Und ich finde, dass Support kein Mord ist.
Ja, weißt du, so ich muss dir aufschreiben.
Das ist was ganz Neues, glaub mir. Die ganzen Kids werden das jetzt aufgreifen gleich und auf Twitch posten.
Und ich war hier auch als Fan. Ich bin Rap-Show-Fan. Ich verfolge euch beide. Offiziell nur Mr. Rap. Natürlich verfolge ich genauso die Arbeit von Mr. Beats. Ihr macht das echt super.
Vor allem, wenn
super.
Du nach Hause gehst, verfolgt er dich.
Ihr macht das sehr super.
Dankeschön.
Vielen Dank.
Vor allem, ihr wisst, was relevant ist, deswegen redet ihr über den Oddcast. In dem Sinne, war mega geil, dass ihr da wart.
Ja,
und mir ist immer noch egal, was der Wettermann sagt. Ich war mit euch und es ist und bleibt ein guter Tag.
Ja, verdammt guter Tag.
Yes,
bitte,
Baby.
Bleibt uns treu auf jeden Fall und supportet uns immer weiter.
Abonnieren.
Bitte erwähnt uns immer ganz, ganz oft.
Okay.
Dann werdet ihr auch vielleicht noch einmal eingeladen.
Jawohl.
Ja,
sehr schön.
Und das ist doch auf jeden Fall ein Angebot. Mr. Rap, Mr. Beats, Rap Show. Auf jeden Fall abonnieren auf YouTube, Glocke an und so weiter. Ja, supportet die Jungs auf jeden Fall, weil die machen harte Arbeit.
Belash, Boogie,
ja.
Oddcast, abonniert unseren YouTube-Channel.
Richtig.
Supportet die beiden,
richtig.
Denn die ackern gar nicht gerne.
Thank you guys for giving us your energy and your vibe.
Yep.
I mean, you were an inspiration, an influence for us all.
Yeah.
So, like, the rest of the community over there in New York or LA and whatever, we listened to everything back then.
Yep.
So, we just wanted to thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
for
you
the
much.
Good for the work that you did.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
And thank you for being here,
thank
for
you,
accepting
brother.
The invite. Thank you, Smoke Dog.
Thank you, Smoke Dog.
Sehr gerne.
There you go. My yes. man. My man. Thank y'all, man. Thank y'all for having us, all right?
Thank you very much. Freunde, das war der Oddcast mit Smokey und Belash, Billy und Lil Fame. Und wir sind die coolsten alle im Game und ich bin high wie 5. Ja, ich weiß nicht mehr. Ich bin euphorisiert, Freunde. Ich bin raus. Das war der Outcast.
Yeah. Baby, baby.
Ich
M-O-P.
Fliege M.O.P., yeah. Baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.